Good evening, wonderful people. Great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, it is our pleasure and unique privilege to welcome you to another live presentation of Radio Biafra Twice, daily broadcast AM and PM. This is our PM version, and we welcome you irrespective of where you are on the face of this very planet Earth on this very day, the 27th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. It is the same time in the beloved, blessed, and sceptered land of Biafra. The same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are on the face of this planet. Your time zone does not matter. Where you are resident doesn't matter. Where you are domiciled does not matter. As long as you have internet connectivity, as long as you have access to satellite transmission, you should and must be able to receive Radio Biafra uninterrupted, unedited live presentation going out to the entirety of humanity. Wherever you are, we welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our dear and beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. We enjoin you to come and be part of our service this evening, because here we just do not broadcast. This is a service. If you come here, you will know about Chukwa Biama. If you come to us, you will understand our quest, our desire, our hope, our relentless pursuit of what is right before God and before man. And that is the absolute and uncompromising restoration of the Republic of Biafra. Our sovereignty is key. Our liberty is what we are fighting for. Our freedom from the shackles of iniquitous existence in this zoological republic. We wish to remove ourselves from the zoo. We have nothing to do with the animals called Nigerians. We are Biafrans. And we want nothing to do with them. We want to be set apart from these people that do not understand the principles of peaceful cohabitation or peaceful coexistence. We want to be removed from these people that do not understand the intricacies of modern governance, who are incapable of human civilization. They fail to appreciate the niceties of how people can interrelate, can interact for the betterment of society. We cannot be part of them, and they cannot be part of us. They must be on their own, and we must be on ours as well. That is why we seek Biafra in truth and honesty. We do not care what people do, what men can do, because our trust is in God, in Chukwa Biama, and no other. That is why, come the 3rd and the 4th of October, our atonement must take place. I have been researching very seriously the origin and the meaning of atonement. I have been reading from every scripture, from every literature available. Every serious religion upon the face of the earth, they have one form of atonement or the other. They do. Everybody does. That is why we Biafrans must be left out, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. Chineke Nanke Benigwe. That is why we answer his name. Last night, we dealt extensively with Umuezala. Those that answer Umuezala, the children of the King of Heaven. That's what it means. The man that created, not man, I can't say man, because we cannot categorize an entity as massive as Chukwu Abiyama. The creator of the heavens and the earth. That is why we offer every praise to him, every adoration, all that we are today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Unashamedly. Unashamedly, I am proud to say that I'm a child of God. Very, very proud. I don't need to apologize to anybody for that. We are not the same with other people. Biafra is different from other nations. We are not the same. We are directly descended from the bowels of heaven itself. That is why we must preach this very gospel. That is why Chukwu Abiyama will be merciful to us. That is why Biafra will come. that his name may be glorified now and forever, because only him is God. And he determined that we should come. Chukwu Abiyama said we must come to do this very work, and we have come to do it. There is nothing man can do. Man can scheme. People may allow the devil to enter into them. Satan may dwell in some people. That is their business. As for us, we continue. We are not going to relent. We are not going to prevaricate. We cannot stutter. We cannot slumber. There is no way we can fall asleep on duty. There is no way we can minimize the speed at which we are going. Instead, we increase it. There is no way we can be compromised. We are uncompromisable. That is why we are incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. Because the work we do is sacred. The work we do is so, how can I put it? It's so divine that unless Chukwu Abiyama says you must do something, you cannot do this type of work that we're doing. It's impossible for man to do unless you're called by God himself. I am privileged, I am opportune to be called by the Most High God Chukwu Abiyama to do this very work. And that is exactly what we have to do, not just me, the Director of Radio Biafra, the entire directorate, all the departments of state, all the principal officers serving their country in truth and honesty. All of them are under the mercy of the Most High God Chukwu Abiyama, under his grace direct, because they are descended from him. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, the widest listened to indigenous broadcaster of its kind anywhere on the planet Earth, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, across every longitude, across every latitude, from where time began in Biafra land, spreading out to the east and to the west, to the right and to our left. People are listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. They're either doing so via satellite by using MyTV Strong or by using any free-to-air decoder. Point your dish to 17 degrees east. Scan for Radio Biafra. We are there. If you have DSTV, we can tweak it and you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. If you are on Darsat, Radio Biafra is also there. It doesn't matter where you are. As long as you have access to satellite broadcast, you must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra. We are also on www.radiobiafra.co. That is our main website. We have other listening posts. We ask you to download if you're using a smartphone, if you're using a tablet, any smart device at all. Please go and download TuneIn app. Go and download TuneIn app on your system and search for Radio Biafra. Once you get it, you create a shortcut either to your desktop or you pin it on the front of your screen. That is how you are, with one touch, one click of the button, you have joined Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. You can also find us on radioforest.net. We are on Biafra Restoration, all one word, biafrarestoration.com, biafravoice.com. All these websites, if you go in, it starts playing immediately. Once you go in there, it starts to play immediately without any hesitation. We are on biafrarestoration.com, radioforest.net. We are also on peopleofbiafra.org, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, ipob.org. We are also on Radio Biafra app itself. We have a bespoke app. If you go to iTunes, we are there. If you also go to BlackBerry, you will find Radio Biafra app there. If you go to Android, we are there. If you customize your Windows phone, you will be able to get Radio Biafra. But if you're using a Windows phone, please go and download TuneIn app. Go and download TuneIn. Go there and search for Radio Biafra and pin it to the front of your screen. There you will be able to listen to us as well. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is your radio station. The only citadel that you have at the moment. The only place where you come to understand and learn the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This morning we came to you. This evening we're also coming to you in line with our promise to our people that we will broadcast every blessed day. We are putting plans in place to ensure that even if I'm traveling, that you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are, irrespective of what you are doing. But please, we do urge you, we ask you, we plead with you to tell those around you that you're listening to Radio Biafra. If you can, ask your friends, invite them to your house, invite them to where you are. put it on a loudspeaker, let the whole world understand that we are without fear before our enemies, that Biafra is older than Britain itself, that Biafra predates the zoo called Nigeria, that Nigeria never existed as a corporate entity prior to the coming of the white people. Let them understand that Nigeria is a creation of Frederick Lugard. Let them understand that that hellhole, that abominable place where corruption is the order of the day, where men go into politics to turn to criminals afterwards, where everything is stolen and sent abroad, where there are more bank accounts abroad than they have locally, where nothing works, where there is no electricity despite the presence of massive reserves of natural gas, despite the massive reserves of crude oil, of coal, of wall-to-wall sunshine, they cannot manage to generate electricity. Every year they graduate thousands upon thousands upon thousands of electrical engineers, and they cannot generate and distribute electricity. They have Kainji Dam, yet there is no electricity. Nothing works. They have huge amount of formations of stone and rocks all over the place. They cannot crush them to build roads. They cannot build schools. They cannot build bridges. They cannot build hospitals. In fact, nothing works in the zoo. In the zoo called Nigeria, nothing works. Nothing. You wonder why we bother going to school in the first place. Nothing seems to function. People are more preoccupied with feeding on the flesh of other people. Their death and mayhem, lawlessness and chaos is the order of the day. The zoo called Nigeria is a living hell for anybody unfortunate enough to witness it. That is a place where senators, when their wives are pregnant, they send them abroad to go and obtain foreign passport. That's what they do. But they'll ask you, which passport are you traveling with? But when their wives get pregnant, they send them abroad, or their concubines, or their girlfriends, or one of the women in their harem. If you come from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, they send them abroad to go and have kids, so that those kids will have foreign nationality when they themselves are presiding over, I don't know, a decaying, a rotten system to the core, rotten to the core. That is why anybody calling him or herself a Nigerian is a bona fide criminal, is a rogue, is a person without shame whose education is lost on him or her. They cannot reason properly. They think they are human beings, but in fact they are lower than monkeys. They cannot reason properly. For them to come to try to justify the creation of something by a Scottish man that knew nothing about our way of life, for them to try to justify to us that you can leave Fulani people who are in Niger Republic, abandon Hausa people who are in the Northern Cameroons, abandon Hausa people who are in Chad, abandon Yorubas who are in Dahomey, who are in Togo, who are in Ghana, to come and forge a country with people who are naturally Republicans in places like Angwa, is beyond me. Beyond the comprehension of any human being. Britain is trying to come away from the EU. Yet, they say that the integrity or the territorial integrity of the zoo cannot be questioned because we are a creation of white people. That is why Africa is poor, and that is why Africa will remain so poor and wretched. Because Africans sometimes are incapable of reasoning properly. They cannot reason. That is the problem. This is Radio Biafra, and I welcome you personally, and I welcome you from the bottom of my heart. When the barrister joins us, I shall also bring him to you. Here we tell you the truth. You may not like it. Truth is very, very bitter. You will not like it because you are black people. You don't like being told the truth. But here we tell you the truth. We do so in the knowledge that once you come in possession of this very truth, you will be able to change. Your life will be different. Your outlook on life will be palpably positive. You will be able to see things that you never dreamt of seeing before. You will see things in new light, and you will be blessed and deeply enriched as a result of it. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, and also by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, and not of man, by the very special grace of God in heaven, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It gives me an honor, privilege, a unique opportunity to serve my people in truth and honesty, and that is what I will do until my dying day, because my people, the people of Biafra, they deserve the very best because they have suffered enough. That is why we are here to look after their interest. That is why we are here to protect them. And that is why we must do our best now and beyond to ensure that Biafra comes, not just to come, but in truth and honesty. That everybody, if you come from Efik, if you're from Idoma, you're from Ibibio, you're from Igala, if you come from Ijaw, if you come from Anang, if you say that Anang is different from Ibibio, which is not, if you come from Ishekiri, if you come from Isoko, if you come from Urobo, if you come from along all those axes, from Ibuakre to Ibanke, if you come from any place within Biafra land, you will understand what freedom means. You will have electricity as a fundamental right, running water, good education, as a matter of fact, you will have them. You will have accommodation, as shelter is compulsory for everybody. We will build our country, we shall develop it. Every man and woman will be equal before the laws of God in heaven and the laws of man on this very earth. There will be no discrimination of any sort whatsoever. There will be none. The same treatment a child will get in Warri is exactly the same treatment a child will get in Calabar. When they go to hospital, the same manner of medical, the same degree or level of medical attention is what they're going to receive. When they go to school, they will receive qualitative education, irrespective of where they are born. That will be enshrined in the constitution of Biafra land. That will make sure, we must make sure that we carry it out. We owe it to our children, those even unborn, that they come into a country that is civilized, that they come into a country where all men and women are equal, where their politicians will not have any foreign bank account, where people will be held accountable, where people will be held to account for their stewardship. That is what we are building, and that is the type of country we are going to get. We are difficult as a people, no doubt about that, but by the grace of God, we shall overcome, we shall surmount, we shall suppress our enemies and emerge triumphant in this very noble endeavor. We welcome you. Please help us and welcome other people as well. This is Radio Biafra, and as always, we run an open platform here. When our lines open, which it shall very, very shortly, we shall invite you to give us your views and your opinions. We shall also invite you to advise us. We shall invite you to teach us. And in turn, we shall also learn from you. You see, it's a two-way street here on Radio Biafra. We learn from you and you also learn from us. Please get your pen and your paper ready. If you don't have it, please go to Facebook, because Radio Biafra is there. I am asking one of the admins to go and make an announcement. If there is no announcement yet, you will go and make an announcement to remind the whole world that Radio Biafra is on. Remind them the number to get hold of us on. We are not running from anybody. That is why our lines are open. You call us and we take your call. The number is +44 208 133 9976. +44 208 133 9976. We are also on +44 or 0044. You can dial +44, the international code for UK, or 0044. I understand if you're in the zoo called Nigeria, you have to dial 00944. If that is the case, whichever means or method you use, you will be able to get to us. You must come through to us. 0044 78 313 08376. I repeat, 0044 78 313 08376. That is how you get Radio Biafra. We are also on Skype. We are on Viber. We are on Tango. On Skype, we are making use of our normal two lines, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We come to you two times every blessed day. If you miss one program live, you shouldn't miss the other. We come to you 7 a.m. Biafra Land time and 7 p.m. in Biafra Land. Use it to set your time. If you are in Indonesia, it is, if I'm not mistaken, 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. in the morning. If you miss the 1 a.m., you should go for the one of the 1 p.m. in Malaysia, I know it is 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning. If you are in Houston, Texas, I believe it is almost the same. I do not understand. I think it's, no, it's the same thing. Yes, it is either 1 a.m. in the afternoon or 2. I can't, you know, understand. But that is the way the world is. The world turns around. It spins around the sun. We have different time zones around the world. Please set it with Biafra Land time, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. When the barrister decides to join us, I will bring him to you, as I said. But once again, we must give you the number. I must give you the number to call us when our lines open. Please, plus 44208-133-9976, plus 44783130836, plus 44208-133-9976. The other one is plus 44783130836. We are on Skype, Radio Biafra, all one word. Radio Biafra, search for us on Skype, you will find us. Or you search for Radio Biafra 1. We are also on Skype. If you look for us there, you will also be able to find us. Add us to your Skype contact list. If you call us, we should be able to take your call. Don't get discouraged if we've not accepted you. Once you add us, you can call Radio Biafra. We'll take your call. We are on Tango. We are on Skype. And this is your platform. This is your radio station, which you support every blessed day. And we are here to also serve you in return. I must therefore proceed to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before I do so, I must remind each and every one of us that come the 3rd and the 4th of October, starting from 4 p.m. on the 3rd, there is an atonement. We are going to ask God in heaven, Chukwu Abiama, for forgiveness. We are going to put our sins before the Almighty God. We are going to remind Chukwu Abiama of his promise to our ancestors. We are going to commit everything that we are doing publicly into the capable hands of the Most High God, that he may guide us, that he may protect us, that he may be before us and behind us, to our right and to our left, protecting us and this very noble effort and enterprise which he asked us to embark upon. Because Chukwu Abiama knows that we never wanted to do this, but he said we must do it. And that is why we are here. And we must be grateful to him. We must be grateful to the Most High God at all times. And we are reaffirming that come the 3rd and the 4th of October, because that is our atonement. We shall be offering prayers, we shall be offering supplications, we shall be making submissions to the Lord of hosts. And nothing will stop him from answering our prayers, because he said we must call upon him and he will restore our inheritance. Once you recognize me as your Lord and your God, everything you lost will be returned to you. The world must watch and see. Our people who are cynical must watch and see. This is the very definitive time we will tell them, or we will make something happen in their lives for them to know that indeed Chukwu Abiama is with us. 3rd and the 4th of October, atonement. Go and pray. Ask Chukwu Abiama everything we have done wrong to wash it away and fulfill his promise that we are here to serve him forever and ever, and that Biafra will be offered up in sacrifice to his wonderful and majestic name now and forever. This is your platform. We'll continue. We are reporting this very day by way of headlines, because the time now is standing at 27 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening here in the UK and also in Biafra Land, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of your time zone around the world. We are reporting on this very day, 27th day of September 2014, that United States citizens are directly paying the price for Obama's mistakes, according to them, not according to us. Oklahoma beheading could provide a darker twist to this very tragic tale. Oklahoma beheading. Things are happening around this very world. Evil is multiplying every blessed day. And what I say to the Americans is this. You give us Biafra and you'll be left alone. Biafra is the solution to the problem of mankind all over the world. You hold Biafra down, you cannot progress. you will always live in fear. That is why Biafra must come and come very quickly. We don't want to do anything. We are not in competition with anybody. We just want to live like human beings and not like animals. We want to be worthy to be admitted rightfully into the community of civilized nations, which the zoo can never ever belong to. We do not want to be part of an damnable contraption concocted and conceived in the minds of men of very duplicitous intent. They came down, they pillaged, they killed, they conquered, they massacred, they did everything that they can, they looted everything in their sight, and when they were going, they created a monster. That monster is called Nigeria, and to us it is a zoological republic. Everything in it is an animal. Everything in the zoo is an animal. We continue. United States citizens are directly paying for Obama's mistakes. Oklahoma beheading could provide a darker twist to the tragic tale. Five people are feared dead as building collapses in Anambra. Buildings are collapsing every blessed day in all the places. Why? Because they gave a Hausa Fulani man the license, the sole license to import cement. And for that, the cement is of course fake. It is inferior. People are dying from collapsed buildings. Now it has happened again in Anambra. Five persons feared dead yesterday when a three-story building under construction collapsed at Adaziani in a northern local government area of the state. Things are happening. Many Boko Haram members and soldiers killed in Konduga again. The war is still raging on. They said they have defeated Boko Haram, that they are surrendering, but that is not the case. They are lying. As we reported yesterday, even the U.S. knows that they are lying. And now the war is still raging with deaths recorded on both sides. In 2015, UPP blasts Ohanaeze over stance on Igbo presidency. Everybody is taking a pot shot at Ohanaeze. Everybody knows Ohanaeze Ndiara is decayed. Ohanaeze Ndigbo is a disgrace, is an abomination. Ohanaeze Ndigbo should be disbanded. Ohanaeze Ndigbo was formed by men that compromised during the war. Ohanaeze Ndigbo was formed by those of them who were in MPN, serving Shehu Shagari, serving the interest of the caliphate. Ohanaeze Ndigbo was formed by the people that undermined the war effort between 67 and 70. That was in Ohanaeze. Therefore, nothing good can come out of it. The blood of our people dead, our children who died, is upon their heads, and they know it very well. That is why nothing they touch can ever come true. That is why they are there scavenging like wild animals looking for something to eat. Scavengers they are. They will make the money, but they will never enjoy it because it is blood money. They know that for sure. Australian negotiator Davis sends a message to Boko Haram. This whole saga continues. We reported it this morning, and we are continuing to do so this very evening. And also, Boko Haram terrorist Davis links funding to agent in Cairo. Davis links funding to agent in Cairo. And now the news in greater detail. FBI officials are investigating a beheading at... Oh, beheading means Ndebu Purisi. Somebody's head was cut off when he was alive. That is the new craze now, beheading. That is the new thing. And as our brother said yesterday night, or was it this morning, have you heard of an Igbo person, somebody from Efik or Ibibio, somebody from Idoma land, somebody from Igala land, going and beheading anybody anywhere? The answer is no. Capital no, N-O. And I must also reiterate that Igala is part of the Biafran family. Despite the fact that the Ata of Igala went to a meeting which upset us so much, the meeting of the so-called Northern Elders, that Igala people, should they wish to join Biafra, they are welcome to join Biafra, they are part of the family. The same thing with Idoma people. Even the Ata of Igala himself speaks Igbo. The Ata of Igala land speaks Igbo language. He is an Igbo person. He's an Igbo man. But you know, compromise, the same thing that made Ken Seruwa to say he is no longer Igbo. He is no longer Biafra and joined Hausa people. And in the end, Abacha killed him. We should congratulate Abacha for that. Because Ken Seruwa was a very bad human being, a very bad man. And he died because he betrayed his country. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, you find yourself in, you are not terrorists. You are not born as one. You value life because you named the human being Mankendo, which is the beauty of life. We don't take life, we don't kill. We can never be terrorists. That is why the nonsense from people in Hejrika is not, it is not possible. Hejrika cannot sponsor terrorists. It is impossible. It can never happen because of who he is. He is a Biafran and can never sponsor terrorism. Beheadings are going on everywhere around the world. That is the signature way for the Muslim people to announce themselves, by beheading people. Beheading people. Very barbaric, very cruel. Very, very cruel and tasteless. But that is how they have chosen to behave, because they are bloodthirsty. They yearn for blood. They thirst for blood, and they will have it. Very soon they will march into Biafra land as our people are sleeping, doing their morning cleaning all over the world, doing their second class citizenship all over the world, begging for papers, running from one place, doing 4, 5, 6, 7 jobs as they are in America, working 44 hours a day. One day death will come to your village as you are abroad, and you will be helpless as usual. The same way we lost the war between 67 and 70, so shall we lose another one, because even this time around it will be far more bloodier, far more messier than it was before. Far more messy. We continue. AB officials are investigating a beheading at an Oklahoma food distribution center. Alton Alexandra Nolan, a 30-year-old Oklahoma man, was fired from his job at a food processing plant in Moore. Let me see. I can't understand this. They said he was fired in a food processing plant in Moore. I can't understand where that Moore is. Maybe it's in Oklahoma. Just before a bloody rampage began, one that has authorities seriously looking into whether Nolan's reported conversion to Islam may have played a part in the gruesome crimes they allege Nolan committed. Police Sergeant Jeremy Lewis of the Moore Police Department says that Nolan was apparently so enraged at losing his job that he began randomly attacking victims with a knife. Two women were assaulted. One was killed. Her head intentionally cut off. It would be easy. The other woman suffered stab wounds before the suspect was taken down by a former CEO of the business, a man who was armed and able to shoot Nolan before he could inflict more harm. CNN reports that Police Sergeant Lewis has also confirmed to reporters what had been suggested in earlier news accounts of the horrific beheading, that the suspect was apparently a recent convert to Islam who tried to get others in the plant to convert as well. Nolan recently had been trying to convert co-workers to Islam, Lewis added during a Friday press conference. After conducting interviews with co-workers of Nolan's, information was obtained that he recently started trying to convert some of his co-workers to the Muslim religion. A report on FoxNews.com supports the information that the suspect may have been a Muslim convert. FBI officials are investigating a beheading at an Oklahoma food distribution center after co-workers said that the suspect tried to convert them to Islam after his recent conversion. That is the main thing here. Islam is central. They kill. That is what Barrister says all the time. They kill in Islam means death. That is what Rocha Sokrocha brought to you. Our traditional rulers in Imo State, they are now Musa, Muhammad, Abdul Kabir, Bashir, in the bosom of the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. You have all these names. There is nothing wrong with them. If you confine them to the Muhammadan Emirates of the North, there is nothing wrong with the names. But bringing them to the country of God's own place on earth, is unacceptable. Unacceptable. That is why, one of the reasons why we're against Okorocha, people don't understand it. Ask Okorocha, who is your liaison officer in Katsina? They will tell you, is it Bashir Wokendo, whatever his name is. Hausa named Igbo man, representing Imo State in Katsina. How many Hausa people have come down who are Muslims? Or how many MAs have converted to Christianity? How many MAs believe in Biafra? Because Biafra itself is a religion. How many? The answer is none. None. You do it and you die off. We continue. 5 persons were feared dead yesterday when a 3-story building under construction collapsed at Adaziani, an Ochalogu government area of Anambra State. The tragic incident occurred in the early hours of Friday, according to Saturday Independent findings. The victims were inside the building, which was nearing completion when it collapsed. It was reported that the Onesha-based transporter Godwin Okeke, popularly known as GUO, was the owner of the building. Rescue operations commenced shortly after the collapse and were ongoing as at the time this very press report was filed around 5 p.m. It was difficult for newsmen to ascertain details of the incident and the exact casualty figure, as the owner of the property directed operatives of the community vigilante group, who wielded rifles, not to allow anybody to enter the compound. The security men manhandled a reporter from the news agency of Nigeria, Peter Okolie, who attempted to enter the compound. Okolie reportedly lost his mobile phone and other valuables in his encounter with the security men. From a distance, bulldozers and other heavy-duty equipment were seen clearing the debris of the collapsed building. Efforts to speak with OKK yielded no fruits at press time. However, the police public relations officer for Anambra State Command, Uche Eze, confirmed the report. Eze said that only one man died in the incident. The latest incident brings to fore the number of buildings that have collapsed in Anambra this year. Four buildings collapsed already this year, only in the zoo. Only in the zoo. Both soldiers of the Nigerian Army and Boko Haram terrorists who had engaged in the unyielding battle for the control of the now popular Konduga town in Borno State in the last 2 days may have lost large number of men on both sides, security sources told leadership. It was gathered from impeccable military sources that the Boko Haram terrorists had attacked Konduga town on Thursday night, where they met yet another stiff resistance from soldiers on guard of the town, even though some soldiers got killed in the ensuing shootout. Although the soldiers were said to have managed to repel the attacking Boko Haram gunmen on Thursday night, the insurgents regrouped on Friday morning to launch a reprisal attack. Details of the Friday morning attack were still sketchy, as at the time of filing this report, by witnesses from within the security operative said that the terrorists returned to Konduga yesterday at about 8 a.m. in a convoy of pickup vans led by armored tank. Our colleagues in Konduga, this is according to the military, our colleagues in Konduga confirmed or informed us today, Friday, that it was another major success, because apart from killing the terrorists, the soldiers were able to retrieve a light armored tanker that led the attackers into Konduga today, said Abbas Gaza, an official of the Nigeria Vigilante Group in Borno State. The actual figure of the casualties on both sides could not be verified, but a soldier immediately told journalists that many of them were killed, and I believe that half of those that escaped ran with bullet injuries. That is what they're telling us, but the war is still continuing. The insurgency is still rising. Boko Haram is still receiving funding from Atiku Abubakar, receiving funding from Buhari, and also from Babangida. They're still funding them, and there is still death and mayhem in that part of the world. The chairman, United Progressive Party Chief Chekwas Okori, yesterday during the party's stakeholders meeting in Enugu, lashed out at the leadership of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, the Apex Igbo Sociocultural Group, describing them as betrayal to the Igbo people. Did I not tell you that before? Oh, God in heaven, our people. Anything we tell you on Radio Biafra is gospel. Anytime we tell you to run from somebody, run from that person. When we started lamenting that Pentecostal churches were bad, some were saying, oh, it's the men of God, men of God, men of, leave them, man of God, don't touch it. Rubbish. What is happening today? They are being exposed as fraudsters and cheats, fraudsters all over the place. Where Radio Biafra leads, others follow. When we told you that Okorocha is a very bad man, most of you did not believe it. Even up until yesterday, we showed you that he belongs to Ebony Fraternity with Yoruba. Then it became very clear to all of you. He gave your hospitals to Hausa men, took money from Islamic Bank, built a mosque in the same place that Tembakwe once ran the mosque from. Now it is clear to everybody. When we told you that those rats, those sewage rats in Bilie Human Rights Initiatives were bad, you thought we were joking, until they told you that it would take them 96 years to get Biafra. 96 years. Some of you, your children will be dead by then. 96 years to get Biafra. It became very clear to all of you when they told you that they are in court. When is the case going to be heard? We don't know. From now till eternity. We told you Peter B was bad even before he killed the people and dumped them in the Zoo River. Did we not tell you that? Did I not tell you that Ohanaeze is evil? Did we not tell you that Ohanaeze is bad? Who, when we lambast Ohanaeze, you say, oh, leave them, they are your elders. Of course, they will be your elders because you are corrupt. You are an embodiment of evil. Even somebody as respectable as Chief Chekwas Okoria, the man that formed ABGA, for your information, this ABGA you're hearing today, ABGA, 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 this is the man that formed it. Single-handedly, Chief Chekwas Okoria formed ABGA. Chief Chekwas Okoria remains the one of the few, if not the only man, when he registered ABGA, Ohanaeze gave him a title, Ototurenyindibo One. That's the title they gave him, I will not forget that. Because of his service to his country. Do you see that the same Chekwasa Okoria, a respectable man, one of those untainted by the predominantly Hausa Fulani caliphate influence in the politics of Igboland? What did Chekwasa Okoria say? I will quote him verbatim so you understand this. Anytime you hear anything from Radio Biafra, just go away and do as we tell you. It's gospel. Ezekukob. Chekwasa Okoria said that Ohanaeze have betrayed Igbo people, that they are betrayers. Anything we tell you. If we tell you that somebody is bad, that person is evil. If you go top, down, left, right, and center, anywhere you go, that person or entity is bad. When we told the Yorubas we are bad, I said, no, I'm married to Yoruba. Yoruba is my sister-in-law. Yoruba is my cousin. And so what? But they are bad. Only if you bring them to Biafra land will you cleanse them. That is what. Take them to atonement on the third and the fourth. Take them to the atonement. And cleanse them of who they are. Is it not becoming clear now? As the miracle of the Yoruba land is beginning to unravel, the charade and the fraud of Yoruba land is beginning to be clear for the whole world to see. Anything we tell you here is gospel. Gospel. Truth. That's what it is. Chief Chekwasa Okoria, Ohanaeze, betrayer to Igbo people. Ohanaeze is a betrayal. Those that formed Ohanaeze are those people that served Go On, Okwabia Sega, those that served Martin Elechi. They are the same people. They have continued. They have compromised us so much that we are a laughing stock. A Hausa woman, Hajia, can come out and insult everybody and get away with it. Because your so-called fathers in Ohanaeze, Wundioshi, Nandiam, Akahapo, criminals they are. Okay, Sona Banyanaji. They started collecting government contract and handout. Since 1970 till today, they are not satisfied. They are still collecting money in brown envelope. Till as old as they are. No shame. This is from Chekwasa Okoria. Betrayal to the Igbo people. That sums it up. This is even as the President General Ohanaeze Ndigbo Chief Enwe Igariwe was recently quoted in some national dailies, not this news, as saying that Ohanaeze Ndigbo is not interested in the participation of Ndigbo to produce the president of the zoo in 2015 presidential election. According to the UPP, the national chairman, it is heart-rending, unkindest thing I have ever heard in my 38 years of active involvement in Igbo rights crusade. No Igbo leader occupying the exalted office of President General of Ohanaeze Ndigbo has gone this far in betraying the Igbo people. I used to like Enwe Igariwe. He's a very erudite man. He's a learned economist. He's a chemist. Let me get it right. He's a chemist. I like him. I used to like him very, very much. In fact, I still do. The President General of Ohanaeze Ndigbo. We expect so much. We expect too many things from him, good things from him. But he's letting us down. He is letting us down. He needs to be a revolutionary to get Ohanaeze to work for the people that is intended to work for. Ohanaeze, with the way it is running at the moment, there is only one outcome. Disaster. That's what it is. This is from Chief Chekwasa Okoria, not from me, please. Absolute disaster. We continue. In an interview, the Australian negotiator who has been working closely with the leadership of the Boko Haram sect pleads with the group to seize the window provided by the death of Shekau to end the destructive cycle of insurgency in parts of the zoo. Free captured Chibok girls and return to normal life. A senior member of the European Parliament, Franz Obermeyer, alleged that the opposition party in the zoo could be sponsoring Boko Haram by channeling European funds and financial aid to Boko Haram in the northeast part of the zoo. Do you have any such evidence? The Australian negotiator, Dr. Stephen Davis, and Boko Haram commanders in 2013, after Boko Haram reportedly agreed to dialogue, I have never heard any political party mentioned by any Boko Haram leader as funding or being associated with Boko Haram. The Boko Haram commanders have only mentioned individuals like former Governor Sheriff. I heard Sheriff was APC and now PDP, but that is irrelevant to me. I have never mentioned political parties in my discussions with Boko Haram. The names of individual sponsors were given by Boko Haram leaders, not their political party association. What sort of sponsorship has been mentioned by... This is a question to this man called Mr. Davis. Former Governor Sheriff was specifically mentioned many times. Specifically, for example, Sheriff was mentioned as sponsoring trips of the boys to the Lesser Hajj. There, the boys are reorientated. In effect, they are recruited to Boko Haram. When they return to the zoo, the recruits are then taken off for further reorientation, by which they mean teaching and for training. Some of the training took place in Mali by Tuareg leaders, but now more training is conducted locally. Could mere funding for Lesser Hajj by the assumed sponsors have manifested in the high level of sophistication that the sect has assumed today? This is according to Davis. This is what he's saying. Funds are provided to purchase weapons. Hausa men, Hausa Fulani political leaders are giving money for weapons. When you ask Biafrans for money for weapons, oh no, we don't want to do that. You are asking for money. So you think that the weapons that Boko Haram is using came fell from heaven? Amazing stuff. This is sometimes transferred through the central bank of the zoo to a person in Cairo who provides the weapons and also provides military uniforms. Who was in control of the CBN during Boko Haram? Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, now the emir of Kano. It is this level of hypocrisy in the zoo that I find astonishing. It is called hypocritical nationalism. You are a hypocrite. You say you are a Nigerian, let's work for peace. But funds for Boko Haram acquisition of armaments and weaponry was being channeled and transacted through the Central Bank of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Such hypocrisy you can only find in the zoo. Such brazen hypocrisy you can only find in a place called Nigeria. A damnable place. I can't begin to understand it, what these people gain by doing what they do. I don't understand it. Barefaced liars. Ihejirika was not mentioned in this interview, mind you. There's no mention of him. The man mentioned Sheriff, the former governor of Borno State, I think he is, specifically for sponsoring Boko Haram and other people as well. They gave Boko Haram money to buy weapons. When we ask for weapons to defend ourselves against Boko Haram, you have Bilie Human Rights Initiative working for Boko Haram, telling the world government, don't sell weapons to... I'm a Biafran. I represent Biafra in court. We don't need weapons. Please, don't give us any weapons. People asking for weapons, they're terrorists. Don't give us weapons. That is why they will rot in hell. That is where thunder will fire them, all of them, one after the other. I said there is no forgiveness. This thing will end in death. There is no forgiveness whatsoever. All of them, one after the other. For writing to governments of the world, they know what happened to us between 67 and 70. We lost the war because we had no weapons. Now we are being killed by Boko Haram. We are being killed by Nigerian soldiers masquerading as Boko Haram. We are being slaughtered. We are being deported from Lagos by Yoruba people. Our lives are hopeless. Ohanaeze Ndigbo compromised that they are actually working for Nigerian government. Let us defend ourselves. Some people are busy writing to governments of the world, telling them that they are Biafrans. Please don't give them weapons. And you're telling me to go and have a meeting with them. They must be mad. Mad and out of their senses. They must be mad. Let us see what happens tomorrow in the era. We continue our news presentation this very evening. We reported earlier in the morning about the link between Boko Haram and how they used to send money from the zoo all the way to Cairo to go and purchase weapons and uniforms for Boko Haram. Do you think any politician in Biafra land can do that to defend their country? The answer is no. At least Sheriff, I give him credit for that. He's a staunch believer in Islam. He's a Muslim. And he has gone forward to go and make sure that his people get the weapons to go and convert Christians to Muslims, to convert Biafrans who we are to Islam. And what are we doing? What are we? Nothing. You're in court with file from court 1 to suit FCH/110/500/C2. They are mad people. As you're writing FCH/in suitcase number this /.
Boko Haram is slaughtering you. You confront evil with even greater force. That's how you defeat it. So why didn't Obama just sit back then and watch ISIS and say, oh, we have taken them to the International Criminal Court. Let us wait for the case to be called. What did Obama say? The only way to stop evil is to confront it. Isn't that what Obama said before he launched airstrikes against ISIS? That's what he said. But you have people within Biafra land, sponsored by the caliphate, using the money from Al-Qaeda, through Rocha Sokorocha, to tell the world, we don't need weapons. And the world was left wondering, are you not the same people that lost the war because you had no weapons? Are you not the ones being killed? They said, no, it's not us who are being killed. It's everybody. We want to make Nigeria a peaceful place. Up one day, want to go Biafra, freedom fighters. Our people, they know how to corrupt everything. Everything becomes corrupted. Everything. They are being found out now. Anybody will tell you is evil is evil. They have Chekwa Sokoro not come out today to tell you about Ohanaeze, how bad they are. Anna Gwonere. Think we are here to play? We are not joking. And before I bring in the barrister who has kindly joined us this evening, every zonal coordinator, I know that the national coordinators are listening. I want every zonal coordinator who is unable to meet their obligations for September to stand down. I have called for a list of every zone we have around the world. If you know that your zone has not been able to live up to expectations, I expect you to stand down. Before I announce your names on Monday, you must stand down. Must stand down. If you are only four, we know we are four. We are not here to beg anybody. Nobody can stop us now. Radio Biafra can never close. It's not possible. We're not here to play games. You must stand down. It is the responsibility of the national in each of these countries to supply the COC with all the names and all the data of all the zones. Any zone falling short cannot be part of us come Tuesday of next week. We dissolve them and go there and pick another coordinator. To tell you how serious we are. Think we are joking? Must be mad. This is Radio Biafra. The pastor has joined us. The very eminent, distinguished, and honorable attorney at law, Barrister Mamos, is with us. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
Director, thank you. Thank you for your daily and unshakable responsibilities that has been placed on your shoulders. We can never thank you enough. We adore what you do for Biafrans, and of course, Biafra worldwide. They adore you, they respect you, they acknowledge you. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We thank you and welcome you this evening in our PM edition to bring to you the news as it occurs to us. We thank you. Director, from the news you read and explained, Ohanaeze, 2 years ago, I called you. I said, Director, Ohanaeze has to be disbanded. They should just be dismissed. Nobody should ever recognize them. What do they do for us? They share money. They share blood. That is what Ohanaeze, spoiling the names of well-meaning good Igbo people, destroying our reputation, destroying the fabrics of our natural existence. Ohanaeze, shame on all of you. With the name that has been associated with killings, blood money, and questionable characters. What a shame. And you are still carrying on. You are still carrying on. If I'm in your position, I would just disperse individually. Find something meaningful and realistic to do for yourselves. You don't represent nobody. You are not elected by anybody in Biafra land. This name, Igbo, I before others. Director, I repeat, IBO, I before others. That's the meaning of Igbo. And that is what Ohanaeze represents. They do not care about every other individual. They do not care about the poor little kids begging money on the street just to eat. And oil is flowing from our land. Gas is all over the place. Coal is all over the place. We have too many natural resources. The tapped and untapped ones are there. But set of individuals are sitting on it. They do not care what will happen tomorrow. They are just there for themselves and their families, sending them abroad, all of them. But we are watching. Chukwu Abiyama himself is looking at all of you one by one. And the things that befell upon those who have been killed by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram will befall on you and your families, since you don't give a damn about others. What a shame. Ohanaeze Ndigbo. Every news carries Ohanaeze Ndigbo. What a shame. You carry on in your laxity, in your greediness, quest for money, not quest for the restoration of Biafra. What a shame. Boko Haram will carry on. They have now gone to America to go and behead somebody. I remember the 9/11. George Bush could not even wait. Even at the end of the day, they discovered that it was not Saddam Hussein that carried out the offense of which he was accused of. But Bush did not wait. He attacked. And our own people are writing to the world, do not give weapons to Biafrans. Again, what a shame. Igbos, you make me sick, you disgrace me. This is a name I always like to protect. I always like to protect. I always like to stand for. Majority of you from different factional backgrounds are being very, very disappointing. Your people are being killed. You are not in support to stop the killings. And those who are prepared to supply us weapons to fight back defense, you have to defend yourself in any situation, legally, morally, culturally, academically, economically. You have to defend yourself. When you are in your house, somebody is killing you. What do you do? Fold your arms and sit down. Your families are wiped away. For you to collect money, bribery, to feed your own family. Imagine. You want others to die, whilst you want to feed your own family. Does it sit well in your consciences, all of you individually? You're writing that Biafra should not have any weapon to defend themselves. This is another fortuna in an academic formula. You know, you can steal things different ways. Either you go robbery, either you forge paper, or you forge check. You can defraud. Everything came under stealing. If you like, you put it under Offense Act 1967 or 1968. What a shame. Biafrans, I would rather prefer you calling yourself Nigerians, because that name is a cast name, is a defunct name. It has expired. Do not tempt the name of Biafra. Do not tempt it, because Biafra is too wonderful to be messed about. Because once you mention your name, Biafran, anywhere, you will be saved. But for those who have chosen in their own accord to mess up with the name of Biafra, Chukwu Abiyama will not forgive any of you. Even God himself, he says he's not a forgiving God. He doesn't even forgive. He did not forgive Moses. He did not forgive Aaron. He did not forgive those. He sent snake to eat up one by one. Forgiveness is in the abstract. If you offend, you pay. What a shame, my people. Boko Haram are in the quest to deleting all of us. Whether you change your name to Mohammed or Aboki or Buhari or whatever, They want to kill you and get rid of you and get you out of the way. Now you are helping them. Give me some money and you can go away and kill my people. And then you come back home and eat the money they gave you. You will choke. Chukwu Agyeoma is my witness. You will choke in that particular money they gave you. It's money. It finishes. My heart bleeds when I hear all this news. That we cannot be honorable for a change. Every time I'm in our hands in Dibo, DVA, Rochas, human beings have been turned into something else. For the sake of our wealth, vanity, that you can never take away when you die. For those who are very resilient, those who are very responsive, are very, very responsible, do not allow yourselves to be corrupted, no matter the amount they give you. Even if they build you 2-bedroom, 3, 4, 5 bungalows, one day you leave them. You depart. What happens to your souls when you get there? It's okay. You eat today. What about tomorrow? Search your consciences, all of you. Revert back to goodness. Or else, you will see. It's not by anybody killing you. But the law of natural justice, the law of karma, the law of retributive justice will meet up with you. Come with me, regardless where you hide. Director, good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Always a pleasure and a delight to have you on board, because the program is always richer with you present. We are coming to you live and we are direct, and our lines are open. If you are joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. If you wish to participate, if you have anything to say to respond to our program that we're presenting this evening, you have something to say about our tournament, you have an observation, you have an opinion, there is something you know you wish to bring to our attention, our knowledge, then now is the time to do so, because our lines are open once again, +442 08 133 9976 0044 208 133 9976. I know that most of you weren't able to get through in the morning. Now is another time for you to try and do so. Let's go straight away to the line. Morning. The first caller, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? I've had to terminate the first call because they're not obeying our protocol. Can you hear me?
Hello.
These people, they are not paying attention, are they? They don't pay attention. When we take your call, when I pick your call, please turn your listening device down. Turn it down or else I will cut your call. Turn it down. If you don't turn it down, I cannot take your call. We are not in a show here. You want to hear your voice. What was that nonsense about? You want to speak on air? We take your call and we are busy listening to ourselves. That is rubbish. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. These people, I don't know. This is Saturday night. I hope they're not drunk. I sincerely hope that these people are not drunk. When you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system down. If you can't turn it down, then don't bother calling us. Do not call us. If it continues, I will not be able to take your call. I will mark your number and I will block it. I won't take your call again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down and speak to us. Turn it down.
Sorry for that. Director, is it of your boy from Abuja? I'm calling for the number.
Yes. Victor.
This issue, this thing is giving me troublesome.
Victor, I can't hear you very well. I cannot hear you very well. You may have to call us back. I cannot hear you very well at all. Let's go back to the line. Victor, call us back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they're not there. Are they there? No, they're not. I suggest they try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype line is also open. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. If you call us on any of those lines on Skype, you'll be able to get us. Let's go to the line once again. I don't know what's happening this evening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Chijoke. I'm calling from Benue State.
Chijoke, what is your surname?
Ogu.
Are you thinking about your father's name?
I mean Ogu.
Where are you from? Where do you come from in Biafra land?
Okay, no, it's not from Biafra. I'm calling from Benue State.
Where do you come from? Where is your village?
My village is in Kano East, in Enugu State.
Exactly. That is Biafra land. Please go ahead. Amazing. Amazing stuff. People have to think about their father's name. Something must be definitely wrong this evening. Something is seriously wrong, and I hope that our people get to grips with what it means to be who they are, because they do not know. They don't know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Nobody has made sense this evening, but we are hoping that somebody at some point will be able to make some sense for us to be able to grasp. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, please, my name is Sunday. I'm from Efna. I'm calling from Angola. I'm from Agbata.
Yes, go ahead. I'm from Efna. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm from Efna. I can hear you. I can hear
then
you.
Then go ahead. Why are we wasting time? Say what you want to say.
Yeah, I said I'm so very, very grateful for the good job you are doing for us. You know, it's not an easy something. Okay, so... my purpose of calling this night is about what is happening in our
line is not good. It's not their fault. Our line is not good. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Oh, my name is Ndubisi Johnson.
Ndubisi Johnson. Where are you calling us from?
Hello.
Where are you calling us from?
My name is Ndubisi Okedinachi Johnson.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Will you turn your system down?
Where are you calling us from? From Dakar, Senegal.
Dear Lord, have mercy. I don't believe this. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Our people, they will get the hang of it. No wonder.
Yes, Director.
Can you listen to simple instruction and turn your system down before you speak? Can you understand that?
Yes, Director.
Good.
I can hear you, Director.
Have you turned your system down?
Yes.
Wonderful. Let's continue. That reminds me
I can hear you.
It's not that I'm not confirming anything. I can hear you. I'm the one asking you if you have turned your system down.
All right. This is OK Anderson calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
OK, Director. I just want to... make a comment concerning the today news. So you read today about Ohanaeze. This is pure clarification to our people. This is what you've been preaching here in Radio Biafra, telling our people how bad is Ohanaeze. I think most of our people who are still in doubt of the news you've been giving us here about Ohanaeze. These people are very, very bad. These people are working with Nigerian government to make sure that they keep us in perpetual slavery. So, Director, what I want to say now is, let our people know exactly that whatever that came out, any news that we read here in Radio Biafra is pure gospel. There is no doubt on it. I've been following the news. Anytime you be mentioning about Ohanaeze, the way they've been compromising, they have been cheating our people. They don't care about the affairs of their people. They went to government and they went to good Lord, they collect money. And some, last time ago, you were saying that they were fighting because of the money that good Lord Jonathan gave to them. Now, look at what is happening. Today's news you just read now. This man, Chepo, has, told them that they have compromised. They are really doing something that is not good to our people. So I just want to encourage our Biafrans wherever they are all over the world. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to stand up and fight. It's time for us to stand up and take that belongs to us by force. Biafra must come, whether they like it or not, whether they go to Abuja and collect money, whatever they do in order to stop our movement. They can never stop our movement, Director. I want to let you know that Biafra is marching and nobody can stop us. Nobody can stop us. Director, go ahead. Chukwu Abiyama is with you. Chukwu Abiyama is with you, and Chukwu Abiyama will give you the strength and the courage to lead us to the promised land. Thank you, and God bless you, Director.
Isem, and God bless you too. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. We are live. We are direct. When we say something about Ohanaeze, now people can believe us. People can now believe us that Ohanaeze, I don't know how to describe them. Okay, so now Banyanaji, men without honor and without shame. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra because you're connected to us.
Thank you, my director. God bless you. Good afternoon, sir. Good day, sir.
Good evening from here.
Good day from New York, sir.
You're welcome to the program. Please, your name. Confirm for us your name once again. We know you're calling us from New York. Just your name will suffice, please.
Okay. I'm Austin from Delta Street in Biafra land. Good day, my director.
Good evening from
here. Good day, fellow Biafrans. Both open and secret followers. Good day, fellow Biafrans. Both open and secret followers who had not owned up the God to identify themselves with our noble cause, which the Israelites did with the giant tribe as they moved back to their land from 1941, 42, 43, 44, and Ben-Gurion created a soldier, just the way the director is doing today, with having in mind the eventual invasion of that their land would be eventually invaded, which made the United Nations eventually gave them their declaration in 1945. Good day, fellow Biafrans around the world, who had welcomed the director and his crew and cared for them on this quest for the restoration of our enviable homeland. Let me use this opportunity to say a big thank you to the Professor Odenigbo for your words of encouragement you sent via wire. And was circulated to everyone by our New York City coordinator. I greet the Honorable Barrister, and I greet the Honorable Barrister Imam Mezu. I greet the USA National Coordinator. I greet Carol Monday, and say job well done to the team of IPOB, radio team. With the express permission of my coordinator here in NYC, New York City, I wish to brief the IPOB families on the just concluded 69th United Nations Heads of State General Assembly meeting, which took place here in New York City. I will for now dwell on the outcomes of the plenary conference held by World Heads of State, where issues bordering on indigenous people of the world was intensely deliberated upon. Contributing during the discussions were representative of Maori Affairs of New Zealand, Minister Peter Sheples, representative of the Asian Indigenous Region, Joakalin, Gabriel Quijendra, who is Vice Minister of Natural Resource Strategic Development of Peru, Roger Cho, representing Pacific Caucus, Carlos Aleman Cunningham, coordinating of the government of the North Caribbean Autonomous Region of Nicaragua, representatives of New Zealand, reps of Solomon Island, reps of Canada, Costa Rica, Iran, reps of Papua New Guinea, representatives of Paraguay, representatives of Nepal, representatives of Guatemala, to mention but a few. Ms. Abubakrin, a member of the Tuareg tribe that inhabited the Sahara interior of North Africa, recounted the hardships suffered by the Tuareg and other indigenous people throughout Africa. Even prior to colonization of the African continent by Western world, indigenous people's rights had been sacrificed to make way for development. In the Sahel, and in the Central and West Africa. I quote, how could one speak of the development of people without ensuring protection of their basic human rights and rights to their land? She asked. She recounted the story of a relative's home being burnt down because its owner was a Tuareg. Mr. Wu said development had often led to the destruction of indigenous people's political, economic, social, cultural, and educational and knowledge system. The Paramount Forum on the Indigenous Issues had focused two sessions on the Millennium Development Local and had numerous recommendations to states, the nation system, and others to ensure the goals of responding to indigenous people's specific concerns. In the past, indigenous people's rights are largely invisible. Drawing on the lessons of the Millennium Development Goal, the post-2015 development agenda must be bold and bridge the gaps in the Millennium Target to ensure inclusion of indigenous people's rights and data. Manu Paura, also known as Elder Manu Paul, a representative of Nga Kaiwainima, AY262 of New Zealand, said, indigenous people, we are guardians of the land and custodians of the important biological heritage. He called on states to observe paragraph 8 of the outcome document and cooperate with the indigenous people to develop and implement national action plan. In ending his speech, he said, signing the document is the same as saying you are pregnant. You are pregnant. You cannot be half pregnant. You must rise up to meet the challenges. Carlos Alaman Cunningham, coordinator of the government of the North Caribbean Autonomous Region of Nicaragua, explained that land was an essential part of indigenous people's daily lives, inextricably linked to their identity. He echoed the call for continued effort to achieve self-determination.
We are listening. Continue. Have you finished?
Okay, sir.
Continue.
Laura Phillips, from the United States, who is also the Vice President of the General Assembly, reading a statement from the General Assembly President, said that during the roundtable discussion, speakers had stressed the vital importance of implementing the declaration, echoing that call to action, she urged member states, the United Nations system, civil society, and the private sector to do, I quote, to do your part to keep the momentum of our discussions moving forward in a positive and productive manner. Open quote. The Assembly's adoption of the outcome document marked a new chapter in the engagement between indigenous people and the member states, she said. Its action-oriented provisions would lead to broad changes for current and future generations of indigenous people, with its focus on the rights of indigenous women and the intractable problem of violence against them, as well as the challenges faced by indigenous youth. Also dominant was the difficulty in sustaining indigenous languages, the need to preserve traditional knowledge, and the requirement to ensure sustainable livelihood. Those issues form the core of the full spectrum integrated agenda sought by indigenous people over the last two decades. Mr. Sheples, Minister of Maori Affairs of New Zealand, delivered a closing prayer for the conference. Please, my director, I would like to use this medium to announce the number of New York City coordinator, which is under our national coordinator, and also the coordinator for North and Central America, because we learned that some have been trying to get in touch with us within the New York City area and New Jersey. New York City coordinator, by name of Comrade Ugo. His number is 1347-942-2033. I repeat, New York City coordinator for New York and New Jersey. The coordinator, Mr. Ugo, or Comrade Ugo. 1347-942-2033. U.S. National Coordinator. Our U.S. National Coordinator is Mr. in the presence of Mr. Ikina. The number is 1323-717-4222. I repeat, Mr. Ikina, U.S. National Coordinator. 1323-717-422. That's 422. Mr. Nwanoye, which is the coordinator for North and the North America and the islands, the neighboring American islands. The number is 1-301.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, 1-301, sir. Okay. 1-301-455-0460. I repeat, Mr. 1-301-455-0460. And please note, if you're calling from outside the U.S., you must add, you must get hold of the prefix so that you can get through. Thank you, my director. Let me give chance to other amiable and, capable Biafrans around the world to also make that contribution. Thank you for listening, my director. We are behind you. We are making efforts to be in touch. I know my national coordinator, they must have briefed you in confidence.
Yes.
I just want to say... Yes. I was worried. I was really worried. We were also worried because you said nothing is hidden in Biafra. That is the template you are following, which is why I know my national coordinator has circulated already, has broadcasted already on the email, the summary of the UN meeting. But for those who are not in his list, that is why I read the summary out. And we also want the world to know that the people we here, we are only connecting via the technology. We people working together here. We have not seen ourselves eye to eye. I want the people around the world, the people around the world. I don't see to believe. I only hear the director from afar, and I carry out instructions. The people I'm working with here in U.S., I've not seen most of them. But if we talk on telephone, they mail me, I carry out instructions. He said there's going to be a protest. Just give me the address. And we were there. The United Nations has come and gone. And we are waiting for the next time. The next one is we are going to bombard the United Nations. Take it or you leave it. We are waiting for arrest. But we are seeing none. Funny enough, they are even recognizing us. The NYPD know that these people cannot come from Africa to do nonsense here. They know, they see us Africans as serious people. Yes, and they see us as expatriates. So that is done. So, fellow Biafran, we are begging you. You are not the only people. There are people who are, I repeat the other time, there are people who are poorer than Biafran, fighting for their cause. They wish that their cause was easy as the Biafran cause. You don't know. Some people have been chased away. Imagine if your cause was like you are chased away into Cameroon. How would you feel? Some people, that is how their own cause is, to be returned to their land. Your own is for your land, for people to leave you alone. It's an easy thing. It's just that, okay, we don't, United Nations will just say, what all the thing is, I don't know if you don't understand the shouting of director all this while. I am not saying him. What this gentleman is just saying, by the time they see you, that they said, they will just say the world is filled with blood alone. Okay, what do you want? Okay, Biafra. Okay, set up your government to come. Set up your nation. What do you want? Okay, we will even give you money to run your nation. Then the other nation will be begging you with money to run your country. That is what director is explaining to you people. You are in your country already. And for you people, for my fellow Biafrans around the world, please, thank God for those of you I have access to internet. Check the invasion of Arabs. African invasion of the Arabs. the invention that the director is making us, that is, technology is helping us to come together. The defeat of our forefathers was because there is no technology to connect everyone around, which is the advantage we have. They chased us from the River Nile because there was poverty. As you know, there was hunger. Let me make the interpretation clear. The interpretation in the Bible where the brothers of Joseph came to see Joseph because of famine in the land. There is famine in the whole of Europe, in the whole of the Arab world. If you people don't understand, what your pastors will not teach you. You are running pastor. This is why I believe what director always say. You are running pastor. I slept in church. I slept in church, but what director is saying is true. You need to reason and know it's true. I slept in church, but what director is saying about this church is true. The deviations, what they will not tell you is the Arabs invaded Africa. We are the ones, the original in Africa, we blacks are the ones, the tribes that cultivated and planted, we were self-sufficient around the River Nile and built the pyramid. When the Arabs came for help, for hunger, because high hunger chased them from Europe, they came. As they keep on settling, they said they look for a way to chase us out. This is where we have found ourselves in the African land. Maybe you want that chasing to continue. I know you will not believe you were chased from Egypt. You will not believe. Now, our children yet to come, if you do not rise up now, they will not believe that you will chase, that you, we were chased away from the African land. The chasing continues. Now, what will it take you? Ask your coordinator, give me the account number for the restoration fund. Let's use restoration, because some people, if you are scared to say defense fund, just say restoration fund. Let's paint it lightly. You know, maybe some of you will come in. We just need the money for repairs. Okay, maybe you want people to lie. You want us to lie to you. But we are not lying. We can go around there. We just want to repair our country. Donate. People will not donate Biafra repair. No, but we send money for defense to protect ourselves. Ask your coordinator for the account number and just put in. You are getting tax. You just contribute. Now, director has said the people should stand down. You understand? That is the effect, because a lot of you are standing by. You know? These people are, Rochas is writing, the government, but the people, the white people I spoke to over 40 years, already they know, they are the ones that they were telling me the story of my country. So, well, let me stop here. Thank you, director, for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
You have done so well. We cannot thank you enough. And our coordinator in New York City, and also the inspiring words of the very erudite, learned, respected, and heavily endowed Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who is always in my prayers. Yes. I have not gotten round to do, but I'm devastated. Any day I will hear his voice on Radio Biafra, I will be glad. That day I will go and do Thanksgiving. Everybody wants Odenigbo back. And the sooner Professor Odenigbo gets back to us, the better for all of us.
My director, I'm sorry, sir. There is a deliberate attempt to disturb the Biafran history and story, because Google Google got it wrong. We have a lot of battle to fight. If not, which is why I support this because of taking it by force. Because they are planning to just carve out a land. Okay, you people take this land. The map in Google is distorted. Just like a 21st percent. You know?
Yes,
the map of the Afan landing, yes.
I know that very well. I know that very, very well. What we need to do is to continue the work that you're doing, the work that the team is doing. People ask us sometimes, where will our activism lead us to? They're about to find out. We are very incremental, building this block by block, piece by piece. We know how difficult our people are. I have studied Biafra. This is my 19th year. I know how they are. Our people are the type of people that every 40 days,
the spirit of Satan will look for who to attack amongst us. That is the way our people are from time. After every 40 days, those of us who are weak, they allow the devil to get into them and try to use them. By the time they recognize where they are, it is almost too late. Don't give up. Continue to do what you're doing. One thing is paramount is this. We will be tested. We will be tried. We will be tried. The devil will do everything to try to shake our belief. Oh, abandon God. There is no God. The way you're doing freedom fighting is not. No, it has nothing to do with God. Who told you? Do you have people from Uyumuchuku where you come from? Omuopasi, is there in your village? No, leave us alone. We know what we are doing. Without God, we are finished. Without Chukwu Abiyama, we are dead. We are dead. We can't go anywhere. We tried the other one before. I do worship before. It didn't work. Now we are going back to Chukwu Abiyama, and it's going to work. People just watch and see. Continue the work you're doing. Don't relent. Don't give up. Continue it in truth and honesty. We are all very proud of you and what you and the team in New York is able to do. For the world to hear what we are doing. Because we call upon people based on truth and honesty. Nothing more, nothing less. This is who you are. And Chukwu Abiyama is your God. That is all we say here. And after that, everything else will be added unto you. My dear brother, thank you very much. Extend our regards to our own Professor Denibo. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. The world is listening.
I am here, Lopra Joko, native of Ikeduru, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
I want to discredit Ohanaeze. Ohanaeze were paid by Nigerian government at the end of our so-called civil war to mess up the people of Biafra. Everybody, including the so-called member who fought even the army, every member of Ohanaeze were paid by Nigerian government to make sure that the Igbo Union does not exist, because that was the forerunner of cultural opposition and politics in Nigeria. Since they dethroned Igbo Union, all these animals, criminals, taking money from Nigerian government, Hausa, Fulanis, their intention is to make sure that Biafra will never exist. They are the people who went and messed up the APGA formed by Chekwas Okorie. He has formed another one. So every Igbo man originally belonged to Igbo Union. Ohanaeze does not. Ohanaeze is an enemy of the Igbo. It is only Igbo Union that has not reemerged. When Oduduwa, Arewa, at the end of civil war, are citizens, these criminals were paid by Nigeria to make sure that the Igbo Union does not exist. The achievement of Igbo Union is known throughout Nigeria and Igbo land. But it is the intention of Nigerian government to make sure that the Igbo Union. And I cry when I remember what our late Sir Anubiam told us, that we should never let the Igbo Union die.
It has died.
The marginalization by criminals are messed up now, the Igbo Union dead. In London here, we are fighting seriously with the so-called agents of the Ohanaeze in UK, and they have nothing to prove. So I'm surprised somehow people don't mention the Igbo Union. It's still in existence. Long live Biafra. May the enemies of Biafra die and never see Biafra.
He say, they will not see it. They will not see
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and well spoken. People are everywhere. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra with the time now at 20 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening here in United Kingdom. Please, your name and where you are. Have they gone? They have gone. There was somebody after the introduction. They are no longer there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Andrew Ogbaja from Trinidad and Tobago. I am an indigene of Ubuluku Kingdom in Anioma, presently in Delta State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My director, I just want to say thank you very much, and I love you so much. It's quite a while now I've not heard you. I've not spoken with you anyway.
Thank you.
But now, Yeah, concerning our atonement, you know, I am learning every time. I've been trying. I believe you are the right person to tell me the what is the meaning of atonement in Igbo language.
It is called supplication. The meaning of it is to offer sacrifice.
In Igbo language. Igbo language.
In Igbo language. Atonement in the literal translation is Eto Mehia. Eriom Bagara is the name in Igbo. But if you want the cultural name, I don't have it precisely with me. I will tell you what it was called in the ancient times. That I can get for you, and I will announce it tomorrow evening by this time.
Okay. In my place, because I don't know, in my place, I've made a lot of research, and I call home. My father, when he was alive, was a court traditionalist. I learned because almost everything the book of Leviticus is saying is what my father used to do. He's a court traditionalist. That it was not only you. Even before I started listening to Radio Biafra, I was able to be questioning a lot of things which we be doing, which I've been reading in the Bible. I said, but this thing is similar to what my father used to do, because I observed everything and I was very close to my father. A lot of things in Leviticus especially, that was what I actually learned from my father, and a lot of things they were doing. Believe me, in my place, I don't know what you'll be calling it in front from Ubuluku in Anioma. In Anioma Igbos, I believe that what atonement is ifash. They call it ifash. You understand me? Ifash means reconciliation with God, purification of body and reconciliation with God. So to me, I don't know what it means in other places, in the other distance. I am just learning. That is why I want to.
What I don't understand is that why do people from the so-called Delta, why do you struggle so much to distinguish yourself from the rest of the Biafra or Igbo family? Why do you struggle? It seems that there's always this struggle to make yourself different by emphasizing Delta, 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 Delta all the time. What does Delta mean?
Thank you. Let me answer the question. To me, right from time, I have seen myself as an Igbo man. And I keep quarreling and fighting other people, because there has been a lot of argument. Even when I was growing up back home, some of our brothers across the Niger, we always refer us as what? Delta Igbos. I brought Igbo. They keep saying it. And when we see them, we call them one Igbo. You understand me? They are the Igbos. And I believe that after the Civil War, this has actually impacted, because what you used to even preach, what the Nigerian army, the Yorubas, the people that are sold, especially from Benin side, you understand me? They try to distinguish us by separating us and making us, since the creation of Bende State, calling us Bende. They see us as part of Igbo, but not original Igbo. Even some of the people, the Imo people, an Imo man, MBC, trained me. And he always regard us as we are fake Igbos. So this problem has not even started today. It has not generated yesterday. It was not even, it was far back, because they have sowed that seed in everybody. As they sowed it in the most, I could see, across the Niger. So also they sowed it to us. We do not see ourselves, but to me, I believe in that. I am an Igbo man. I married my own Igbo sister from what? From Ihiala. That is where I got married. I see myself as an Igbo man. You do not know, my director, what I do fight every time. Last time I came on air, I'm now 10, and I believe she's listening. There is a woman in UK who actually want to even not only separating us, but link us to Yoruba. He said he's an Anioma man, an Anioma woman, and we are the Aniomas, we are not Igbo. So if we are the Aniomas, some of us claim that we are from Benin Kingdom. So if we are Benin Kingdom, which means we are Omoduduwa, they call them, the children of Oduduwa. I'm telling them no, that even some people may have come from Benin Kingdom, does not mean that Anioma is from Benin. My own lineage, I was able to trace my own lineage from my ancestor. I have never had any link with Benin people, Naidi Yoruba. But some call Ezechima, I ask them questions. They said they are Ezechima clan. And the Ezechima come from Benin. If Ezechima come from Benin, why should that name
hold
be
on,
Ezechima?
Hold on a second. Do you see why going to school in the zoo, Nigeria, is very bad for your brain, very bad for your health? Your name is Ezechima, and you say you are descended from Benin. Are you not mad?
It is madness, total madness. Because I keep asking them, the woman went ahead and said, no, his name was so-so-so. I've forgotten the name, Benin name. Then why did you change to Ezechima? You understand? He said because of the migration and whatever. Okay, the founder of my town is Ezemu. They said that Ezemu, according to our history of Awubuluku, my people across the Niger from Ozobolo have the history to tomorrow. Our Ezemu, the founder, migrated from the Middle East. As they were
We are losing you, Andrew. We are losing you. Andrew, hold on a second. What we are going to do is to devote a day to go and cleanse. It is just like trying to get an African person to understand the devastation of European religion that they brought to us. If you try to cleanse the brain of an African of the cobwebs of the destruction wreaked on their brain by Europeans, you will be in for a very tough battle. The same thing is going to happen in Delta as well. Let me make it this very clear to you and to all Delta people listening, because I know that they are listening all over the world. The other day I said something about Igala people, and somebody rang me and was very upset. I said that the attire of Igala doesn't represent Igala people, that Igala people are Biafrans. Let me say this. When the zoo troops were coming during the war, a lot of them slept with many women from Delta, and they gave birth to rubbish. Most of them were fathered by Yoruba men, most of them by Hausa Fulani. There will be rubbish eruptions from all over the place, from people whose brain cannot comprehend reason. People don't know the meaning of Biafra. Biafra stands for a revolution of not just the body, but of the mind as well. Our people must be made to think properly, or at least set on the path to thinking properly. There is no shortcut to it. That is why we are here. And I thank you very much. And you said, what is the name of attainment again in your village? What's it called, according to your grandfather?
Ifasho.
So attainment is not alien to our people. It is not foreign to our people. Is that correct?
My father has been doing it right from time. Every year, there is always Ifasho once in a year.
Oh, we are losing you.
Ifejuoko. After Ifasho come Ifejuoko. That is the what? The hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, after Ifasho comes Ifejuoko. And Ifejuoko is to give thanks to what? To the gods of the land for making our products fertile. After that, now come the New Year festival.
Which is Ahiajoku. We call it Ahiajoku along the Mbisi.
We call it Ifejuoko. And this Ifejuoko is in the Bible.
I know. Hang on. Yeah. I know that very well. Do they do this Ahiajoku in Benin Kingdom as well?
In Benin Kingdom, it is 100% present there.
Thank you very much. I rest my case.
You understand?
I'm going to read something from Benin this night that will shock a lot of people. I'm going to read something from Edo.
I want to tell you, director, allow me to finish up.
No, round up for us very, very quickly. We have many people on the line waiting. Go ahead.
Okay, let me leave so that the next time I record.
Yes, next time you try and call us, please. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the other line. Can you hear me? The caller calling from, I don't know if it's UAE or Dubai or the same thing. I don't know. But plus 97.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Chukwu calling from Dubai.
Thank you. Turn your system down, please. Hello? Turn it down. I don't want to hear myself. Turn your system down. Turn it down completely. And talk to
yeah, you. Okay. So, director, that guy is my brother. That Ubuluku, Azubro from Anambra State, come from Ubuluku. They come from Ubuluku and migrated in Anambra State up to today. Even anything that we will do, we have to consult their Igwe to do it. So it's my brother. What he's saying is true. He's not saying lie. That boy, he know what he's saying.
Of course, I know him.
So these people have divided us, but now we are coming together, I believe.
Of course, you're coming together. Of course,
that's the only thing I want to contribute. And another thing. Hello?
Go ahead.
Another thing, these Nigerian troops they are putting in Enugu. They want to know where we start our striking them or pushing them. But I told you they are gonna fail. Already they have failed. Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless you.
And God bless you too. Now we are getting the names for atonement. I didn't quite have it with me, but it's coming. I want what is called in my dialect. I don't want other people's dialect. Prince Darlington is telling us from Senegal that it is called Opipia. Opipia, it is called. I don't know which village or which clan calls it Opipia, but I need to know the clan that calls it Opipia. Atonement has been our way of life. People should go to the book of Leviticus. That is who we are. Everything there is the way we used to do things. Everything. Go and check it very, very well. Until the veil, the cloud of darkness descended upon our people. We lost our ways. The center could not hold anymore. Everything fell apart. Things fell apart. And we became scavengers. Scavengers in the land of plenty. We are taking you back from whence you came. This is Radio Biafra. If you're not a child of God, you cannot be a child of God. I am proud that I'm one and will be one always all my life. Chukwu Abiyama is God. We continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Karetong.
Yes, my dear brother, turn your system down because the world can hear you, because I can hear you. Turn your system down, please, and give us your name and where you're calling us from.
Karetong, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Chinedu Okoro, calling from Benin.
Chinedu Okoro from Benin. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I come from Ogunanguno House in Ebonyi State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So, can you hear me?
Dear Lord God, my dear brother, I can hear you. That means the world can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay, I just want to thank dear friends all over the world for all the good work you're doing. By grace of God, I'm the coordinator of Benin.
That's good.
So, director, I just want to thank you for good work you're doing. You're doing a great job. So, that is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. And how is Benin going? Are Edo people joining us at all? Are they joining us?
Yes, many of them. But for now, only my family and one of my friend, we are only 10 people, 10 in number.
That's very good. Most countries are less than 10, so you're doing very well. If in Edo you are up to 10, that means you're doing very, very well. But continue to evangelize, continue to go out to spread the gospel, continue to tell them that if they want to be part of our family, they must come and join us. There will be a place beside. They will decide if they want to be part of Biafra or stay on their own. Very shortly, I'm going to read out something here. People are now beginning to bring in names as to what atonement is called, where they come from. Thank you very much. And continue the very good work that you're doing. Chukwu Abiyama is with you always. I want the name of atonement in your respective village. So to tell our people, they think we are stupid. They're educated. They don't even know that Biafran people used to do atonement. They never knew that before. They don't know. Because people came and brainwashed them. Cleanse them completely. There was atonement. Before. And so shall it be again. When we were doing atonement, the Hausa Fulani people came. Their army came. They couldn't conquer us. They could not conquer us. Chukwu Abiyama fought for us. And then we abandoned it. And when they came again, they routed us. because we abandoned our God to be following. Anyway, let's not go there. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you with me?
I am with you all the way through. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
Okay, Director. This is Uchechukwu Ono. I am from Enugu, Nguo, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Director, I'm calling from the Republic of Ireland. By the grace of God, I am the national PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra in Republic of Ireland. Director, I must first of all thank you for this great job that you are doing for your people. Director, we here, the court people, we love you so much, and we are standing beside you every day. Director, I just want to use this opportunity to re-announce our upcoming meeting that we're going to hold in County Kerry tomorrow. We are going to do the inauguration of a new branch in Kerry. And I am so much happy because the Cork people, the island Irish people here are doing very, very great job. The Biafra in Ireland are doing a marvelous job, Director. I have to thank every one of our principal officers here, most especially my national coordinator, Azayuba, and my coordinator, Peter Ewuzie, and the coordinator of Waterford. Director, you know quite well before we have a problem in Waterford.
Yes.
But now, Director, Waterford is formidable. They are moving forward. They are shaking the whole island. They are moving very, very forward, and I must appreciate them and appreciate the new coordinator that emerged. By Sunday now, we will announce his name to the world to hear, and also those that are supporting him doing the great job there in Waterford, we appreciate them so much. And also in Rimlig, we still have a very strong guy there, though that is not well functioning the way we want, but he is still working very, very hard, very, very well with the family, and by name, Kilani. He's doing very, very well. You know, the guy that married a Spanish girl.
Yes.
So the guy is doing very wonderfully. That very pleased. And I must thank every one of the members, because in Cork now, Director, I have to say this to you. People are coming out now in Cork. Cork is shaking. Last meeting we met, one of us said that we must come to his house to come and do this very meeting. Director, I tell you, the food that this guy prepared for us, the whole Cork cannot finish it. The whole island, the whole Igbos in Ireland cannot finish the food. Both drink and everything. His name is Matthew Atama. He declared food for us and said that these are my people that are coming, and we were eating, enjoying, and dancing. That is where we know that Biafra is on the way coming. Because the kind of the people that are coming to Cork now are people with clean heart and the people that are well determined to move this movement to the highest level. Director, tomorrow is another big day for Irish people, the difference in Ireland. We are going to shake Kerry. We are going to tell the Kerry people that there is Biafra in Ireland, the Republic of Ireland. I thank every one of them. I thank Don Kingsley Emmanuel, coordinator of Dublin, the zonal coordinator of Dublin. Is doing marvelous work. Every time he's online, bringing news to people. If you go to our Facebook page, Director, I tell you that the number of people that are asking to come and join us are so many. That shows you that we are working very, very hard, Director.
I know you are.
I thank everyone. I thank Imam Mezo. I thank Karamonde. I thank COC. I thank Omiyomiyo. I thank those ones who have stood behind you and beside you, saying that we must get our country back, and we are going to get it. And most especially the Malaysian people. Director, when I was watching the broadcast you made there and how they turned up, I was sharing tears. I said, what is going to stop this very movement? Nobody can stop it, and nobody will stop it. We have great people, and I must thank everyone. I said, Director, keep moving on. Uchenefor, I love you so much. Chairman Amarelis, I love you. I love every one of you. Rima Nibuang. You get to where Niago. Also, KK. You guys are my people. Every day I put you guys in prayers. May you guys continue shaking the world, because we are heading back to our country. Nobody can stop us. But I thank you so much, and I say, let me give chance for other people to continue bringing their own opinion. Thank you, Director. And we are going to call you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you. You people are very, very strong in Ireland. I know what you can do. I know Peter Wuzier, who is taking care of Cork. Azayoba from day one. Azayoba, they are from the old school. These are those that discovered Radio Biafra for themselves. Nobody told them. Azayoba, supporting us since... God will bless you and your family. All of you in Ireland, all of you that believe in what we are doing. Can't you see that in the end, hard work, if you persevere, people will come. They will turn up because Biafra is theirs. I am getting some conflicting information. Somebody said that it's called Ebaja. According to Emeka Ben Smith, he's saying it's Ebaja or Epo Aro. It is not called Opipa. Opipa is fasting. That is what he's saying. People are saying that in Agwata it's called Opipa. Some are saying Amy Afa is saying it's called Alomchi. This is atonement, oh. To tell you that atonement has been with us from time. Evil came and cut us off from God, from Chukwuabiama. These are the names these things are called in our clans and villages. This is the name for atonement. We do it every blessed year. Every year. Until they came with America Wonder. This is where we are today. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my director, my great director. I can hear you.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, my dear brother, please. Yes, your name and where you are?
Yeah, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. This is Chukwuebuka Okonkwo from Idemi non-local government in Anambra State. So the reason what I want to say about the atonement, if you read Bible, Catholic Bible, it's written on paper. The people that translated the good news, if you go to, I was born and brought up in a Catholic. What we call it, when anytime we are reading Bible, and even a Catholic church all over Igbo land, is called Opipia.
So it's called Opipia, is that correct?
Yes,
Opipia. So some people are calling it, I have two people here confirming it's called Epo-Aro. Epo-Aro. That is, I don't know. Yes.
Epo-Aro, for example, now, if you have incest, you know, having sex with your sister or your brother, you impress the God by Ekwalo. It will never have it will. Or a lava, it will go on a ditch. Imeluan.
Ekwala, 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 Efojuala. We call it Ekwala, more Efojuala. Yes, Mejuala.
That way you commit abomination.
Yes. So they said it is Opipia. People are saying it's Opipia, that is the correct name. It's Opipia, that is what it's called.
Yeah. Catholic Church. People are translated the Bible, Igbo Bible in Catholic Church, translated Opipia. In good news, Igbo version is called Opipia.
Yes, and please, thank you very much, and also tell that carpenter that we are live on air, that the whole world is listening before they think we are all Okwanga, which we are not. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that, my brother. We are getting educated every blessed day on Radio Biafra. We are unrelenting. Atonement is as old as our people. As old as our people. So you must understand it. That is who we are. And that is exactly what we are going to do. The caller, which line am I going to pick now? My goodness, it's too much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Director, I'm Mr. Samuel Nwago. I'm calling you from Malaysia. I'm from Awomama.
Awomama, thank you. What do you call atonement in your village, if at all you grew up in the village?
My torment is a kind of sacrifice. Like, if you are a Christian, you could understand that Christ atoned using his life,
yes,
for the forgiveness of mankind.
Yes.
So in my own local community, before this recent time, we have what is called the sacrifice as an Itwaja.
Yes.
Then it has so many kinds of Itwaja. Aja nsuru ọkụ, e nwere aja udo, o nwere ọtụtụ aja a na-atụ. You know, we have so many kind of sacrifices. It depends on the one.
You grew up in the village. You sound like you grew up in the village.
I am the traditional prime minister of Oru Students Association 2007 in Mekede. Yeah,
I like
Mekede
that.
Chapter. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
So, Obunhe Nwala is when you has a kind of, when you have a sexual intercourse with your sister. Somebody who is from the same kindred,
yes,
you are, is your sister.
That is
so
correct.
If you have, if you don't have a direct sexual contact, but you have anything similar to that, even if you saw her nakedness, But when you talk of atonement, it's sacrifice, it's waja. When things are not going well for you, you can consult oracle, and there maybe you may be told to have a kind of sacrifice so that God will forgive you. It's a sacrifice for forgiveness. So always it's waja kana. It depends on the kind of sacrifice, because there are so many kind of sacrifice even in the Bible.
That is true, and we welcome that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you wish to say, or have you concluded? Anything else you want to say?
Director, what I want to say is this: we are at your back.
Of course.
You are leading us, and we are at your back. God must give us Biafra through you. I wasn't able to come where you came in Malaysia, but my spirit was there because of the security issues surrounding us. My prayers is that God, through you, will give us Biafra in Jesus' name.
He say. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Viber. Please stay where you are. We have another one who happens to be on Skype. That caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my able director.
Yes, my dear brother.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm Chukwu the Gospel Imo.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Chukwu the Gospel Imo. I'm calling from United Arab Emirates.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Dubai, precisely.
From
I'm
Dubai.
From Imo State, Mbaise State.
Yes.
Yes, my able director. I just want to congratulate you for your good job. Because you are, we are seeing you are the real leader we are talking about. You are real leader we are talking about, and we are praying for you all the days of our life. But there's something I want to chip on this our struggle, director.
Go ahead.
Yes, here I am. Sometimes I do spread the news, whatever I am. That was some days ago at my working place when I finished my duties, about to come back to my house. So I now meet one of my brother. He's an elderly man. I was telling him about this struggle of Biafra. So he was telling me, is it real that the Biafra still exists? He heard that they have broadcast in online and whatever. I say yes all the time. I even let him know that we always broadcast morning and evening. Now we are about to be broadcasting in afternoon as well. So after I said all this thing, he just laughed at me. Do you know what he said to me back? He told me that I'm a fool. Can you hear me?
We are listening. The world is listening.
Go ahead. He said that I'm a fool. I said, why? Because he's an Edama. He's an Edama. He said, if I can just stand now and be talking about Biafra, which the people past has tried their best, they couldn't do anything. Then I'm now talking about how my mouth boldly coming out, telling as they are here about Biafra. He said, I'm a fool. I should go and look something to talk. Whatever that is concerning Biafra, I should take myself away from them. I said, it's a lie. I can never. Listen, if the past didn't go it in the way it's supposed to be, but now, the present man I do spoke with, listened to his broadcast, whatever he went to, I believe, my confidence told me that he's driving us in a good direction. I told him that whatever we are doing is life. If you can even, because I now type the website, how you can get it online. I said, let me just write it and give it to him. Whenever he can just listen whenever you're talking and be hearing about people's, you know, contribution. If we are saying the real thing or we are doing camouflage, as he has said. So I tried to convince this man. Could you believe that 2 days ago he now called me again? Said, when is our dear friend broker starting? I told him because that was around 11 here UAE time, which I know that is about 7 hours, maybe 3 hours before the program will start. So I now tell him the time you can get the broadcast when you are online. So he now called me yesterday, said he was listening to the program. There was a man was spoken, that is, he said the kind of the grammar that the guy, the man, the person that is speaking, he was confused. He don't know where to believe again. But the only thing is that he will try to be listening until the day he come. The day will come out now. He will now chip his own opinion. I said, okay, that's good. I said, that is how it's going to happen. It's not something that Nnamdi Kanu will do alone, or the people in America will do alone, or the people in UAE or wherever will do alone. It's something we have to, you know, chip hands together and agree, make agreements and believe that it's going to work, and it will work for us. But how can he's here saying, telling us what is happening? Then we outside here will be saying, no, the past, even though the past people have done it, they make a mistake. Is it the same that this person also is going to make a mistake? So it's not that way, my brother. So I was happy that I really convinced that man. And by his grace now, I know he do listen to these brokers. I know he do listen. And that's how we want every of our brother, beloved of Biafran, citizens all over the world, to be spreading the news. It's true that sometimes, because of my work, I don't normally attend the meeting here when it's supposed to be. But what is in my mind is in my mind. That's I must right. tell you, that's it's right. really in my mind. Even sometimes my coordinator here, Ike Chubu, sometimes they call me, send SMS, say what happened. And sometimes that was a day I saw him on the road, he driving, he now stop. I say, man, I do hear you whenever you call, give contribution, but why you are not coming to me? I told him, but you know all about. I didn't like him. I tell him, look at what is going on. Whenever we are having meeting, I do chop talk. and you know the kind of job I'm doing, it's not something I just left immediately. I'm just leave, but I really thank God that my spirit is there, and we are moving to the right direction. Thank you, my director.
Thank you.
May God keep you and keep on strengthening you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have people all over the place. Those of them that are on the line, some people are waiting. Oh, my goodness me. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we shall try and manage anyhow. All the same, there is a news I wish to bring to the attention of our people, something that somebody from Edo wrote about Edo people and the zoo, what they are thinking. That tells you that the zoo is finished. When we preach on Radio Biafra, please persevere with us. It may not sound very palatable in the beginning. You may become confused, but give us your confidence. All the time, give us your trust. We can never let you down. We are telling you the truth. We can never. We continue at it until everybody gets the message. Very soon, Hausa Fulani people will say they want to be free. Watch and see what will happen. Just give us this appointment to see what will happen. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Are you speaking to me directly?
Yes, I'm speaking to you. You have waited for so long. I am encouraged by your perseverance. It is worthy of emulation.
Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much, director. I am delighted to speak on Radio Biafra today. My name is Chukwunaze Ekpere Ogudo. I am from Nibo in Awka South Local Government Area, Anambra State. I'm calling from Malaysia. My director, I thank you so much for the work you're doing for the people of Biafra. You know,
thank you.
I am always delighted. I've learned quite a lot from you. I meet you in person, I take it, you know, I don't have money when you came to Malaysia, I don't have money to come and meet you, but I have to talk to my friend to pay my transport fare to come and meet you. I met you there. It was a privilege, an honor, you know, to meet a great man like you. You are a very good inspiration.
You're kind.
To all the people of Biafra.
Thank you very much.
You know, but when I say to the people of Biafra, I mean those that are Biafra, indeed. Those that have the Biafra interest at heart. Because, like you always said, the spirit of Biafra is inborn. It's not something that someone is supposed to be preached. You know, someone is supposed to be preached and try to convince, I mean, get convinced by someone else before he would pick it up. You know, like myself, I don't know about Radio Biafra until one of my friends who is from Abo, my brother, Felix Koyestua. He introduced me to Radio Biafra. He gave me the link. Since last year and up to date, I have been a dedicated listener of the Radio Biafra every single day, morning and night. I mean, the morning section and night. Never to miss it, because if I miss it, absolutely something is missing in me, regardless of whatever I'm doing. My director.
Yes.
Coming to what atonement, you know, the atonement, actually what it means in Igbo land, in my own place, is called Opipia, like my brothers have said. You know, not Igbo.
But have you heard it before? Did anybody tell you about it being observed before the coming of Christianity? Did anybody mention it to you? Did your father, your grandfather, your uncle, your mother's uncle, did anybody say anything to you that before the coming of Christianity that there was Opipia observed by our people? That's what I want to know from other people, because I know what happened in my place. I want to know from other people.
Really, I've not heard that from anybody, you know, the way you just said it right now, Opipia or something. Yeah, but I know. We read it from the Bible at a village, you know, when we go for catechism, or, you know, we read it as Opipia. Even David observed it in the Bible, you know. It's Opipia begging for forgiveness of sins, you know.
Yes.
you know, laying down your heart and your soul, bowing before God to beg for forgiveness of sin. It is called opipia. And we do it, you know, in my family, I come from an Anglican family. You know, my grandfather, he was among the people that brought Anglican to my hometown.
Yes.
You know, so I grew up in Anglican community, in Anglican communion. Everything I've done, I under Anglican communion. And we do observe it sometimes in my family. Personally, not even the family, I do observe it myself. Because when I do something I know is wrong, sometimes I listen to the words of my mouth, I mean my heart. I listen to my heart and I go down on my knees, on my own, within myself, on no one's instruction. And I caution myself, I suffer my body by going through the fasting. That is the opipia, I'm going through that. And when after doing that, I feel free within me. I feel free that yes, the forgiveness, I have been forgiven of whatsoever I have done.
And hopefully you won't go back and do that same thing again.
No.
Exactly. Very important. Very, very important. So, yes.
Director, I am so, so glad, you know, that somebody like you has picked up the Biafran struggle once again. And like you always said, those that are Biafran by born will never go back until we see Biafra come true.
You say.
I personally, I will follow it to the end.
You
never
say,
to go back.
You say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. Well received, well accepted. I said I'll say something about Edo, but somebody wrote something about Edo to encapsulate the thinking of Edo people. I think their kingdom fell, I think it was in 1897, that they sacked them completely and totally. That date I'll need to verify once again. I don't have my facts and figures here in front of me about Edo, the fall of Edo kingdom. But let me read to you what somebody is writing, which have been sent to me. I'm grateful to our brother for sending this to me. The trinity of evil is Godi, Lugard, and Moore. These are the people that created the zoo called Nigeria. I'm now reading directly from what somebody from Edo wrote and the thinking of their people for the whole world to understand. The trinity of evil, Godi, Lugard, and Moore created Nigeria. Why we Edos must not pray for Nigeria's survival but her demise and pray for Bini Kingdom, Edo nation, to be born again. It is morally and spiritually wrong for Edo people to pray for Nigeria's continued survival. Satan cannot change, be reformed, or be saved. Satan can only be destroyed at the end of his given time. Edo's blood that was spilled by Lugard, Godi, and Moore to create this evil nation is over 250,000 people. These are the number of people that we are killed in Edo State, in Edo, in Bini, so that the zoo will come. And with it, they brought their religion as well. After killing you, they give you their own religion. After slaughtering you, they now give you a religion to follow. The Matnako area called people talk rubbish. Garbage all the time. We continue. 250,000 people from Edo, from Bini Kingdom, we are killed for one Nigeria to come. And the blood of these people are yearning for justice and truth. They are crying out to their children to come out of Babylon. And I can hear the voices of my ancestors. Time for Nigeria to go through the hall of celestial judgment and her captives to be set free. A nation will be born again and Biafra will come out of darkness. One Edo people, one Edo nation. This is Edo language. Obat or Pere, whatever that means. I don't know what it means. People think we are joking. You see, Hausa people, Hausa will ask for freedom from the zoo. The world, nobody want to touch the word Nigeria again. You will be dead and buried. You write it down now on a piece of paper. Like I told you, remember that broadcast? That's all I can say to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you clearly, Director.
Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Oshin Zanodeza. I'm from Newi. I'm calling from Japan.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Marito, thank you very much for the job you have been doing so far. I want to just say one or two things. You know, we normally tell people that they shall know the truth, and the truth shall set them free.
There is nothing else that can set
you free.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
In that area. Okay?
Go ahead, we are listening. Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah, he always said that the truth shall set them free, but I want to explain a little thing about that. What you set us free is not the truth, but because the Bible says, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. That means that the truth we know, the one we don't know can even put us in more trouble. It can even put us in a more level.
Yes, that is true.
We dangerous for the one we don't know, but the one we know is the one that will set us free. That will say, we shall know it and it shall set us free.
Yes.
Because as somebody who doesn't know, he's a Biafra, who says he's a Nigerian, he's already confused.
Yes.
He's already a slave. He's even more going into more slavery than as he did before. So that means we should know the truth, and that one we know is the one that will set us free. If we don't know it, it will put us in more trouble, in more confusion, in more problems, in more slavery. That's what I want to contribute there. And secondly, I want to talk about...
Yes, go ahead.
Those people who are... people say the director is handling this issue. Some people say don't like it. That the director is so angry and, you know, he's talking about this issue. That they don't like the system they are really using. But I told them that the only system you are using is the best system to use for this issue of Biafra. Stop using this, going this way you are going now, that I myself, I will quit from this thing from Radio Biafra. But the way you are doing it is the best way to do it. But I told people that when they talk about freedom fighter or freedom, anybody looking for freedom, depends on how they hold you captive. Depends on how they trap you down, I mean your enemy. If they tie somebody down with rope, you can have a little hope by brushing it on the wall or brushing it on iron. The rope can cut off. But if they tie you down with iron, with chain, I mean, you have to go and look for iron that will brush it and it make a very big mess. You know that they are holding. The difference between the person that tied down with rope and the person that tied down with chain is very big difference. So the slavery went into in the hand of outside men, outside people, outside planet people is the one that they tie us with iron that somebody needs to shout on top of his voice. Somebody needs to hit something that people will know that he's dying. They are killing him. Yeah, because there's no that Boko Haram will be killing us and the director will be there begging for freedom, begging on round table to discuss about our freedom. No. I told them that what you are doing is 100% right. The way you are shouting, the way you are telling people, you are getting angry. You hate Nigeria, but the same way I hate Nigeria also. So I want people to know that they don't expect us to be doing it very softly, very gently, you know, trying to embrace and trying to take them to force.
I'm hearing you. I'm listening attentively. I hate to disrupt people. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Now, number three is those of us here in our blood that they don't support what we are doing. They don't like what we are doing. You people are the most stupid people on earth. What I mean most is that these people who they don't support what we are doing as their fans, they are standing as one Nigerian. Could you believe me that these people can on the street and tell people they are from Nigeria? Many of them claim they are from America. Some of them say they are from Canada. Some of them tell people around them, the other white people around them, that they are from London, they are from the UK, they are from this. I said, if you are proud of your country, you call Nigeria your Jew, why can't you stand and tell people from Jew? Some of them went to go up and tell women that they are from the UK, they are from London, they are from Jamaica. Even some of them, even the worst part of it, even some of them who cannot write their name, who cannot pronounce any single English language very well. Just that even some of them, they cannot speak broken. But they stand this to say, we are from this, we are from this. But you are part of Nigeria. Why can't you stand and say, I'm a Nigerian? Because anywhere you find yourself, especially here in Japan, once you say you are in Nigeria, in Japanese, one will look at your face word, and that means you are great, and they run away from you. They don't want to talk with you. They don't want to hear you because you're a criminal. They us as criminals, even those of us who are good, they don't believe that there is no good black man or good Nigerian man. And I myself, I believe that there's nothing like good Nigeria or bad Nigeria, because in the beginning, there's nothing like Nigeria. There's nothing like Nigeria, whether good or bad one, there's nothing like Nigeria. Federica just came in and played that stupid thing called Nigeria and ran away. And now we're dying to it. Another thing I want to say is about the Hildegard case. And I always hear you mention about it, you know. This issue of Hildegard, you know, it doesn't bother me so much because I know that Hildegard is innocent that accusing him for. When Jesus talked to his disciples, he told them that they not suffer in the hands of their enemies because of their own sin. Let it be because they love him, they want to serve him. If that is the case, that their case is 100%. So that's why I'm saying about Ihejirika, I know he did not do what they are saying he did. They are only at your normality, the only crime that Ihejirika committed is because he's a Biafra. He's an Igbo man. That is the only crime he committed. That's why they are calling his name. So all of them, both Babangida, both Atiga, Abubakar, and many of them who suffered blood, who killed openly. Nobody asked them. Nobody broke.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. Thank you. We have somebody also on the lines are too busy today. We have somebody else also on the other line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, sir. Is it me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. The world is also listening to you.
This is Chikezi Obijako.
Yes, my dear brother.
I'm from my boy, Itowere, in our LGA.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Oyinsi, you're welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Oyinsi, I'm seeing all the trees you are pushing down the way.
Thank you.
And God will always follow you. God will always guide you. No evil will ever befall you. You will see the Biafra. You will see Biafra. You will live as long as God has given you the life to live. I've never seen somebody who is honest. Because if you are not honest, you can't stand and say, if you know anything about me, come and tell me. You know, it's not easy to boast like that. You know that?
Of course, no. And the lines are free.
You cannot stand up and say it.
It's impossible. The lines are open. Anybody can call. The lines are open.
Good. I'm so, so proud of you. I wish you are from Abosef. I'll be told.
Who knows? We may have migrated from there. Who knows?
I just want to tell you, you know, what we're doing, Ebuaro, na Abo Itowere, na Imopipia, Mbagara.
Yes.
You know, atonement is not a particular thing that we are asking for.
That is correct.
It's atonement to ask God, anywhere we have offended you.
That is correct.
Any intention, anything we do without knowing that we offended you, God, take control.
That is correct.
Forgive us.
That is correct, yes.
Now, in we call it Opipia. We call it also Emmanuel.
But
God.
Did anybody witness it? Did any of our uncles or ancestors or grandfather, did we say we were doing it before Christianity came? Because this Opipia people are getting from Roman Catholic translation of the Bible.
No, they have been doing it. They have been doing it before this. Roman Catholic came not long. We have our own tradition that does that.
Okay.
And then Ibuaru in Ali, in my land. Anyway, a lot of things, not only when somebody sleeps with a deceased or brother sleeps with a sister, but if somebody steals yam.
Yes, that is another big crime.
If somebody steals cocoyam.
Yeah, yam.
If somebody steals sheep.
afternoon.
Yes.
The person must leave the town. And whenever the person is coming back to Hitowere, Abo, the person will come with the cow and the other things. Tell me somebody who went to steal a yam. We back out, we're coming back.
That means we'll come back. That means we'll come back.
Some of them do.
Yes.
At the same time, my director, please, stand on your ground. The proverb down there said nothing mega.
Yes.
One thing is, you will open your eyes and see people who love you and see people who just play, who just coming to you for one reason or the other.
That is correct.
Broche calls you big masquerade. I tell you, if there's anything more than big masquerade, you are that one.
Thank you.
Not only big masquerade.
You are very kind.
I'm happy to meet you as a person in life. There's no president, there's no general, there's no... I saw your interviews in America. Who has done that before? Has Jonathan met any of these people before? It's only where he was called, when they call him, come for a meeting, he will go. But he cannot stand and answer questions as you do.
You are kind.
My brother, the God that created you made a lot of time when he was creating you. And he put a lot of stuff into your head.
You're kind. Carry
on.
Thank you.
Just be very watchful. Be very watchful. That's the only thing I will tell you. Even when I call you privately, I will tell you, be very watchful.
Of course I am. Be rest
God is with you. And the boys you have in London, they're doing their best. I'm telling you.
No, London is strong.
They're doing their best.
I know. London is very formidable. I know that.
God will bless all of us. All of us will keep Biafra in Jesus' name.
I say to that. Namgozi.
My brother, you are blessed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I am grateful for your call. We have a caller on the phone. We have a caller on Skype. We have a caller on Viber. We have a caller also on the other Skype line as well. Everywhere Biafrans are calling and they wish to speak. And they must speak, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director, you live long.
And you too, please.
Long live Biafra.
Go ahead.
All those who call Radio Biafra or who wants to call Radio Biafra, and they will be stating their name and their place of origin in Biafra land. It is a tragedy. You see, I had one of, to be precise, brother from Kano in our own Enugu, who was thinking about his father's name. And what a shame. I am not abusing him.
It is a shame.
But it is a better situation. If you cannot say who you are, why not stand out and stay aside? This is Radio Biafra after all. And this is Biafra. And it's for Biafrans. If you are afraid, then you are not one of us. Why bother calling? You see? Director, I think it's high time. Pardon me. Before I go ahead, my name is Najofo Kenwa from Abugun Kano, Enugu Biafra land.
Yes.
Calling from London East. So, Director, I think it is high time, even before we get to our third and the fourth of October atonement, that you call upon our chief high priest once more. Oyisin Chuaja Biafra. Maybe you have to call upon him again.
Yes.
To come and maybe cleansing and give us some word of wisdom.
Of course.
To back what we are doing up.
Yes.
Because I know that you are not alone in the first place. Chukwu Abiamah is with you. The God of Biafrans. Even the debt of the 5.2 million is with you and with us all. So, maybe our OEC treasurer should come back and talk to us once more.
Yes.
Because our people are not listening. You see? God bless all our Biafran soldiers in Biafra land and all over the world. And you know that you're not alone. You know that.
No, we're not.
Whatever anybody says, whether they like it or not, who like what you say or who doesn't like what you say. We cannot say we don't care. But we like what you say and what you do. That is what matters. It's either you are with us or you are not with us. As simple as that. You see? So, director, as always, my greetings and my respect to Obidia, the father of Yohan Nemeka, and God will strengthen them. You because see? They are your pillars. You see? Are them and we continue being with you.
You
and we will get there. There will be no stopping.
You
whether
see?
They like it or not.
Of course, no. Of course.
We are not digging.
You
God
see?
Bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. And you too. God bless you too. Okwa Fondo Ghana going here. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have people all over the place and they are calling. We have to take their calls because this is their radio station and we are Radio Biafra. We are exceptional. We are indomitable, indefatigable, without any shred of retreat in us, nor surrender. We march ahead. Relentless in the belief that that blessed land of Biafra given to us by Chukwu Abiama must be returned to us because his words never change. He said that heaven and earth will pass away before his words will come to pass. That is the word of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. He went further to say, if you abandon me, I will destroy you. But if you come to your senses and come back to me, I will restore your inheritance. Not me. Come back to me and I will give you back your inheritance. And that's what we're about to do on the 3rd and on the 4th. We are going back to Chukwu Abiama to say we have returned to you. This is Radio Biafra. Our work continues unabated. People are calling us all the time, all over the place. All our platforms are filled up, all filled up and clogged up. But our work must be done because Chukwu Abiama ultimately must be praised. If you're wondering, are they doing freedom fighting or are they praising God? That means you don't know who we are. We happen to be his children and we have to praise him. In my family, do you know how many chi that is there? In my own family, praising God. Do you know how many of us that are there? No, you don't. We are too many. Everybody. Even my own name is a praise to God as well. That's our Lord God Father liveth. Simple. My Redeemer liveth. You know what that means? It means that we are the children of the Most High God. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, please make sure you prepare for the atonement on the 3rd and on the 4th. We have been doing it from time immemorial before the veil of darkness came, before the veil of ignorance descended upon our people, and we lost our way. But now we are going back from whence we came, and that is to Chukwu Abiama. In truth and in honesty, that Biafra may come. We have a caller on the line, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. My name is Oke Ikeme Okechukwu Kere Enweghi Nkegharị. I'm onye Amigbo. Amigbo, Igbo Ngidi, Wangile, Ime Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director Obi Dimangore, I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy that you are going to visit us here in Manchester.
I will.
And we are getting prepared for you.
I will.
So, Director, I've overheard people discussing about the atonement. And actually, most of them, they are not, very, very clique or conservant. In the way of Igbo language. Most of them don't speak good Igbo language.
That
anyway.
Is true. That is true. Most of us
so,
don't.
Ebum Bible, Munga, Bible Igbo. Oh, yeah, man, I'm up here. You got to go?
Yes.
Ilen Opopo, wo Exodus, chapter 29, verse 36.
ebati ga-enweta complete atonement. Ihe ọ na-egosi anyị ebe a bụ ka ote ndị Igbo si akpọ ya ote a ka o sikwere ndere n'ihi na anyị na-emebu ya ma ndị ọcha weta omenala nke ha were gbuo anyị. The meaning here wụ ote esi akpọ ya n'ebe mpịpụta ụwa bụ n'ala n'Igbo wụ aja nsuru ọkụ, aja mmehie. Aja mmehie wụ aja nsuru ọkụ n'ihi na ọwụ ikpochapụ ote mmadụ siri mehie gị Chukwu Obiama n'ụdị ọbụla isiri jehie gị n'ụdị ọbụla n'ihi na abịa ihe a sị na mmadụ njehie dị n'iche n'iche. E nwere njehie ị ga-eme mmadụ ịnọ ihe kpọrọ nwanne lakpuru, ihe awụ aja mmehie. Aga ime ya a na-eme ọtụtụ ihe dị iche iche, a na-ejikwanụ ebule ọ ejikwanụ ehi ma ọ wụ ihe ọbụla were mee ya dịka esi ere ihe n'ala Igbo. That means we don't do it just because we are doing it based on the way the Bible said it. We are doing it because we have been doing it before even they brought this Bible to us. So actually, I've gone through so many ways to find out some certain things in the Bible. I found out that the Biafrans has been doing it years, thousands of years before the existence of the so-called Christianity. So, I mean, it shouldn't be an convincing or a thing of confusion in the Igbo land or in the Biafra land that people should start thinking, giving it names or based on what they have grabbed from the Catholic or Anglican mentality. So we have been saying it is Aja Nsuru Ọkụ, Aja Mmehie, Aja Mgbaghara Mmehie, or Aja, Aja dị n'iche n'iche, but kewa Aja Mgbaghara Mmehie, Aja Amara. Okay,
so are you saying that we've been doing this from time before Christianity came? Is that what you're telling us?
True, yes, my director. We've been doing it because when we do, we call it, sometimes in English they say cleansing. Atonement means also cleansing. So, if we have been, like Ewerendana say, in those days, you mean, when you go against the, customs and the tradition of the land, then, if you are capable to do something in order to be forgiven, you have to come up and be presented with the things the gods requires. And then the Chukwu Obiama ka ga emere ya as emere ya aja nsuru ọkụ a aja mmehie emere ya onye ahụ enweghị ike inwe gịnị mgbaghara n'ebe Chineke nọ. But ndị be anyị na-eme ya according to our own clan Hamlet, asị ọkwambanachi n'olu.
Yes.
N'ihi na, when I say ọkwambanachi n'olu means that, ibe na n'Igbo taa, otu a si eme ya ọwụ ote ndị Nkanu si eme ya, ọwụ ote ndị Enugu steeti, ndị Anambra si eme ya, ha na-eme n'ụdị nke ha.
My brother, can you go to, I know what you're saying is important, can you switch to English so that a wider audience can understand, so that right. The people abroad can know what you're saying, please. Okay. Because many people are listening who are not Igbo people. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is this. We do all these things in our, in our Hamlet, in different ways of understanding.
In our clan. You can use clan.
In our clan, based on a particular, father. That's the father of the Biafra. Based on his own way, just like you, we might be the same mother, the same father, with five or six boys. But you go your own way, I go my own way. But we still keep on, trying to lay hands on what our father used to raise us up from the family. So that is how the Igbos are doing it. If you come in different towns in Biafra land, we do things differently, not because we are doing it out of what our forefathers have told us, but they are doing it based on because I think it's the way I saw it. Are you getting me,
I'm paying rapturous attention, of course, yes.
So, what I meant is this, that Ajansuroku is the lock shell. That is the original name for all Ajahn. Ajahn Suroku. I na only nile Ajahn Suroku. This now.
So atonement is Ajahn Suroku. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So if you come to our side, I say Nana Eme. Let me put it now. Cleansing. That is Machasiyan. Ajahn Machasiyan. That you have sinned against Chukwu Adeoma. And therefore, you need to be cleansing. You need to be clean. You need to be getting that atonement, which is the best thing for you to then stand up squarely to embrace the Eke Oye Afo Unkwo, which is the four market days in Igbo land. And that makes you squared. When you square up to do this, then you are now okay. Then you can then talk to God and God can forgive you, which is Chukwu Adeoma. This is the way it's been done in our side. And this is the way it's been done in the whole Biafra land. If you go to every clan, you will find it. You will not find it because, you know, they keep on, you know, disobeying God and, they, you know, doing things that God doesn't want. And they keep on doing all this atonement in order to be forgiven. It's there. We've been doing it before the Christianity. I mean, there's a lot of things we get to know. Time is coming. I mean, this time around, it's not even for us to start deliberating on these issues. The time shall come when people who know these things will come up and give lectures over it, like I told you now.
So we are not even qualified to discuss it. We are not even qualified to discuss such a very...
That is what I'm telling you. What we are now is up to us to make money, to fight for what we are fighting for, not to come and preach to Christianity and whatever. What we are now, in our action plan is to bring what we secure Biafra land. Simple.
Can we do it without atonement?
Why can't we do atonement? Atonement is there. No, what I'm trying to say is that...
I thought you were saying that we should abandon atonement and do something else. Are you saying that?
No, okay. My director.
Okay.
We cannot do without, giving thanks and... asking the Chukwu Adeoma to do something for you. You can't abandon it. What I'm trying to say is a lot of people are calling and they keep on quoting Bible, talking about Bible. We are not here for Pentecostal mentality. That's what I'm trying to say. We have to face the square. That's the reality of what we want.
But you know something, my dear brother? I want to ask something. What you're saying now have just given me a thought. Yes. Do you know that in America there's something they do on they call Thanksgiving in America? Do you know that?
Yes.
Americans, they celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody make any problems with that. Do you see people quarreling over it? Saying it is fetish? Is American Thanksgiving in the Bible? The answer is no. But Americans, yes, they do Thanksgiving in America. They kill turkey and do Thanksgiving to God, to Chukwu Adeoma, even in America. With all their guns and bullets and all their serial killers and all the evil things they do, every year they still do Thanksgiving in America.
Yes.
Not in any Christian calendar.
What I'm trying to say is that
some people,
you should not give people more chances to start preaching about Bible. We have to do our atonement and for them not to criticize or say anything against it based on whatever they are reading from their so-called Pentecostal mentality. This is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
We face and do our own thing in our own traditional way, just like what we did on the 31st, bringing our Omo, do it facing this square root of the east, and beating it on the floor, and say what we said, and that the Chukwu Adeoma is hearing us, and that's what we are going to do on this atonement day. And that is all. And people should not deviate from what we are planning for, to start preaching and talking about anything that we, you know, make us to become weak. This is what I'm trying to say, my darling.
You have spoken very well. We are on the same page. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
From multiplying you is a good reason.
He say. We are learning so much from this radio station. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. What is happening here is that it's just simply amazing. Amazing stuff. If you miss it, you have missed your lecture for that very day. Amazing. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Darren. Good evening.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Okay, my name is Chibok Olubok. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director.
I have learned a lot this evening, and I'm very happy about that. So I want to chip in very, very fast is this. You see, many people don't really understand the name, the full meaning of Chukwu Abiyama. You see, we pronounce it very. You see,
don't know the meaning of it.
Hello.
Yeah, he said they don't know the meaning of it. Some of them don't.
Yes.
Know. Something yes. is a deity. Is a local
thank
god.
You. Thank you. See, director. You see.
Ignorance
you know,
of black people in Africa. Ignorance.
You see, we that pronounce it, we pronounce it very fast. Because when I was in the village, as when I was a little boy that I am now, because I must put it that way anyway, my grandfather, he served God a lot before he died. So then every morning he would come outside after the family prayer. He will come outside on his own before going to farm. He will say, Chukwu Abiyama. He will be looking up to the sky. You say, Chukwu Abiyama, that he commit his family today to your care, this and that. And after he wash his hand and go to the farm. One day, an uncle, because I like to know whatever that confuses me. I called him. I say, Grandpa, he answered me. I say, what is the meaning of that Chukwu Abiyama you always call after we have prayed together inside? Because he normally call me in Chanchagu. He say, yes, among all my grandchildren, you always ask too much question. He sits me down. He said, the meaning of Chukwu Abiyama is, he said, I should pronounce it again. I'm not pronounce it again. Chukwu Abiyama. He said, it's Chukwu Abiyama. When you come closer to him, you know him.
Of course.
And I say, okay, is that the meaning? So when you pronounce it, so when we pronounce it to the people that don't quite grasp the name very well, they will think we are referring to one day. But it's when you come closer to him, even it's in the Bible, but I don't want to go to the verse now because I want our memory to, I want our people to know that we have been existing with our own way of life before the British came with their Bible and all that stuff. So that's why I want to go into the Bible. So we have been existing. It's that same God, but in our own way of pronunciation, Chukwu Abiyama. Give me answer. Give me on your when simple. You come closer to God, can't be far. I know him. No.
Simple.
My grandpa said, when you come closer to him, that is when you will know him, and that is when he will reveal himself to you. So thank you very much, director. That is what I have
and
to
thank
say.
You. I want to add to that. That same thing is still happening today. That is where people perform pilgrimage. Do you know that? That is where people go
yes.
on pilgrimage.
Yes, yes.
They want to get close to this God. Lord. That is why they travel to holy places, because they want to be close to God. If you come close
yes.
to him, you will know him. People wonder and say, oh, we are discussing this because our atonement is coming up. That is who we are. We are not going to apologize to anybody for that. We are fighting
nobody,
for our
nobody.
Freedom, but we know that Chukwu Abiyama
yes.
was with us. Chukwu Abiyama
exactly.
is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he is God. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that. We are drawing inexorably close to the end of our program today. We must acknowledge everybody who participated in one form or the other. But I must go on to please advise each and everybody listening that in America they do Thanksgiving. And nobody is complaining. Nobody complains. In fact, you send cards and well wishes to people in America, say, oh, happy Thanksgiving. Nobody bothers to ask them, oh, is it in the Bible? Which people are practicing it? Those who are not practicing it. I don't know what is wrong with black people. Black, this UG. What is wrong with you people? Everything you have is bad. Everything the white man brings you is good. That means you are suffering from a disease. You're not well. You are diseased. Your brain is not working properly. How come everything from you is bad? Everything from them is good. You want to remember the God that preserved you for thousands of years before every adversity. The same God that made it impossible for Islam to come into your land. The same God that preserved your way of life until you dabbled into sin and you were consumed by darkness from Scotland in the shape of Frederick Lugard. Even Benin people are complaining. They are complaining that anybody praying for one Nigeria is mad. Edo people are complaining. Very soon, Hausa Fulani will join them. I don't know why we like to live a life of falsehood and hypocrisy. Atonement has been existing in my village where I come from. My grandfather is a high priest. He's a high priest, his own, worshipping Chukwu Abiama before time. But the sins of men were too much that he gave away his land to Assemblies of God Church even. That is how serious it is. Because our people, good men, started to disappear. The day that darkness came over our land was the day that men started to be afraid to speak the truth. And without the truth, our land became desolate. That is why in our villages today, those of them struggling to hold the line, to make sure that the truth is spoken, if you go to a village, they are not up to five. They are not up to five. Men of honor and goodwill, not up to five. These are the things that we need to fight against. That is why this Biafra must come in truth and honesty. That is why we are not going to stop. That is why Biafrans all over the world will buy the weapons and give it to us for us to take and go and defend our land. When you go in tonight to pray, or if it is your morning or your afternoon, please say to Chukwu Abiama, every 40 days the devil comes to tempt us. Don't allow the devil to use you to spoil what we are doing. Don't allow the devil to go inside you to make you turn against the work of God. Because anybody doing that will be cast asunder. And here we don't forgive and we don't forget. Very, very important we understand that. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you once again for having joined us. You will join us again tomorrow morning. Because on to this very platform, on this very place, we worship God in truth and honesty. What we are seeking for is our freedom. Everything humanly possible will be done to secure the freedom of Biafra, or everything perishes. That is our promise. We are not terrorists. We don't intend to be one. We value life. But death is better than slavery. Death is better than slavery. That is important. Because at least in death you have peace. In slavery there is no peace. You are lower than an animal. And I know what I have chosen to do. Therefore, each and every one of you must search your conscience. Decide amongst yourselves what you want to do for me and my household. I shall worship the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. This Biafra we've talked about today, every blessed day we remind you of this. Biafra is our religion. I repeat, Biafra is not just about getting a country. Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama Ekekereligwenowa is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me here in London, it is simply good evening.